You're listening to the Pengent for Munters podcast.
Pengent for Munters, episode five.
Imagine for another jingle.
Yeah, that's another jingle. So there we go. Remember, if you want to get in touch, Pengent for Munters podcast on Facebook, at MunterPod on Instagram.
Yeah, we need to push that a bit more, to be fair.
That's why I'm doing it.
Yeah. Great minds think alike. That's what I was going to do.
We've got a very special guest this week. I've known him for many years. We used to work together. Now we play hockey together. He's also married to one of my lifelong friends, so I know him very well. Matt knows him through me also.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the man who irons his socks and weighs out his cornflakes, Mr. Adrian Young. So welcome.
Hello.
I'm sorry. Can we go back to that point?
Please do.
You weigh out your cornflakes?
I do. I think it's very important, actually.
Really?
To the point where I was actually bought a gift. This is a bit of a revelation already. I was bought a gift a couple of Christmases ago by one of my pals, which was a cereal dispenser. That's... so that it perfectly dispense weighed out. It. Yeah. But I even weighed what came out and it wasn't 30 grams. So I haven't actually used it since.
It was 27.5 grams.
It was too much. So yeah, that went.
And why is it 30 grams? What's the?
That's the recommended serving suggestion.
Yeah, I very much like to follow rules.
I follow rules, yeah. Do you know what? Actually, as well, that brings up something that annoyed me the other week, because Tesco's Fish Fingers, yeah. Right? They have a recommended serving of 3 fish fingers, which... is an outrage to start with.
That's a joke.
Because everyone knows it's 4.
100%. You can't make a sandwich for free.
If you're having no, exactly. And it was a pack of 10.
Oh, dear.
So that really irritated me always around.
That's a mindfuck.
Oh, 4 and 3 don't work in that situation. So no. It's
got to be a box of 12, hasn't it?
Yeah, 100%.
Box of 12, three goes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that irritated me.
That's irritated me, actually. Just
the food portion is one of your... you know,
yeah, rules really. You know, I don't want to overeat on cornflakes, do I?
God forbid.
You don't start the day off like that, do you?
Do you measure the milk out in millilitres?
The milk has got to be spot on as well. If you want a good recipe for Weetabix as well,
I do.
2 Weetabix, 140 grams of milk.
Grams or millilitres?
Grams. Weigh it out on the scales. It's important. Minute in the microwave. Stir it up.
I've never known anybody weigh milk.
There you go.
Freak. Well, this is the man.
The man who likes the rules. So you're a traditional Weetabix guy. You're not one of these new shitty, add some berries and a little bit of jam.
No,
yogurt.
None of that. No. It's,
who does that?
No. Don't know anyone that does that.
The adverts.
Adverts only, I think, yeah. Most people are eating Weetabix like pissed up at 4 a.m. when you've got another food.
Yeah.
And you just... need something, just stuffing them in dry. I mean, I'm saying everyone, I've done this before.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a 30-year-old who still eats Cocoa Pops and Golden Nuggets, so talk to me.
That's a good shot.
And on the cereal thing, you can't be adding none of this shitty oat milk and
I don't like a bit of almond
milk. No, almond milk, no way.
No, it's milk, proper milk.
You know, I can do a Weetabix with almond milk.
No, it's...
that's a nice vegan breakfast, that is. You know, you're talking about saving the planet.
Yeah, but I don't want to eat stones.
Look at your boy. Saving the planet with fucking almond milk.
Drive around in a massive truck.
Thank you. Thank you.
Almond milk won't make any difference whatsoever.
Yeah, you're saving the world by
to be honest, I think almond milk is bollocks anyway, because I was reading something that I think it uses that much, they have to use that much water to create almond milk, that it's not green
at all.
So it's fake news, really.
I'm not a fan of it, but it tastes better than oat milk. Emily made me a cup of tea once with oat milk by mistake, and it nearly made me gag. It's vile. It's absolutely
I don't think
vile.
I've had oat milk. I've had hazelnut milk. That is nice.
Yeah.
That's a treat.
But it's funny you said about saving the planet going, you know, vegan. I finished the David Attenborough Netflix thing.
Oh, yeah, the new one.
Yeah, I finished it. And have you going on about the food?
Not yet. Not yet.
Oh, get a tissue. It's a peach. It's a peach. Yeah, but he says about, yeah, we've all got to go vegan, basically, so...
Well, there and we go.
Almond
milk.
Is he vegan?
I imagine it. Surely he's vegetarian.
No, he's not.
No, you're lying.
He came up in conversation quite recently.
Yeah, this is going to offend you, Matt, along with probably everyone else in the world.
Oh,
but
no.
I think Aid is the only person on Earth who isn't a fan of David Attenborough. You got a bit of a bone to pick with him.
I'm sorry.
He has done some fantastic telly.
This is you.
Fantastic
telly. There's a book coming in, yeah, the size of a house.
Yeah.
But I feel that his recent works are a bit preachy for me. I prefer him when he's showing me butterflies and the amazing ways that they mate or whatever. I'm not so much interested in being told to be a vegan.
Okay, that's fair enough, yeah. Because it is a lot nowadays, isn't it? We're all being told what we should and shouldn't think and eat and all this sort of stuff. So I guess it's another...
And the end of the planet thing, like, I just think humans will change their behaviour. They will evolve, won't they?
Yeah, but will the planet?
It's presuming that we won't.
Well, it's all going that way, and it just might take longer than they predict, but with wind farms, you know, solar panels, it's all happening.
Well, we just need to keep it happening, I think, is the move, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Just for the record, though, if he does send me a message on Instagram or tweet me or something, I am still a fan. He is a legend. it's just that more recent work.
Just wind your neck in a bit, Dave.
Yeah.
Bit preachy. He's looking well for 92.
I know, yeah.
Well, he ain't looking
well he's God, so, you know.
How old is God? Mm.
Talking of rules that you like to follow. Have you seen the obviously more lockdown shit going on this week with Wales going into lockdown and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Have you seen the memes flying around now and that they've been covering things up in shops,
it's
covering
nonsense.
Them in plastic, non-essential items, you're not allowed to buy them?
Yeah.
What do you reckon? Bullshit.
Well, you can see it's obviously happening. It is bullshit. But I heard on the radio today it was because it's got to be fair is the word that they used. Because
what's got to be fair?
The fact that shops that sell those things... just sell those things, like let's sell the baby clothes and things, can't open. But Tesco's can, but the fact they sell those things isn't fair. So they're being told that they've got to...
Right.
Non-essential. But I think it's absolute fucking bollocks, if you want the truth. But
yeah,
that's what I heard on the radio today. I'm not saying I agree with it, but...
Is that another fact? Pension for Munter's fact.
It is. It was on Absolute Radio on the way here this morning. This morning? Yeah. What's your thoughts, Ade? Well, you're a rule follower, so...
Yeah, but that is a rubbish rule.
It's stupid, isn't it?
No doubt about that. Yeah. Rules are good, but some of them are awful. Dire. That's a dire rule.
What made me laugh was one of the photos of that. There was one of the aisles in one of the supermarkets. There was a photograph of like the whole aisle is covered in plastic and it's all baby clothes, which has been deemed like a non-essential product. You can't buy baby clothes.
Mm.
On the end of the aisle, they've got a little promotional cardboard rack thing full of bottles of vodka. And that's fine.
Yeah,
you can buy them. So vodka's fine, baby clothes, non-essential.
Yeah.
So what happens in the Halloween aisle? Is that shut?
That's a very good point.
If you deal in Halloween tat.
Yeah.
Which is the best word
for it.
Could
put you out of business, this move.
Well,
if you're a Welsh, you know.
If you're allowed to sell Halloween costumes, but not baby clothes, that's fucking travesty, isn't it?
That's
ridiculous. Daft.
I want to look this up after, and I hope that is the case, because it's just funny.
Just for the shithousery of it.
Yeah. But then, like, the off-licences and that, they can stay open. But it's not essential, is it, surely? I mean, I drank a lot during lockdown, so it's essential for me, but it's not actually essential, is it? It's not.
Well, fuck knows. Who knows? They're making it up as they go along, aren't they?
Wow. Yeah.
There was shit in the news that was a big kickoff this week about the free school meals. Did you see that?
Marcus Rashford.
Oh, yeah.
Doing his
MBE.
Bit.
Yeah.
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 He'll be getting knighted soon, won't he? Mr. Rashford.
Thoughts?
Ah, it's another one of them again, isn't it?
Yeah.
Comparing it to ministers getting their, getting their sandwiches, claiming the money back for it, and then kids can't have free school dinners. It's all a bit...
Yeah. It's a joke, really, isn't it? I mean, there's them rumours flying around that they're all going to be taking a pay rise next April or something.
But they've said they're not taking pay rises this year, but I don't... It depends where you fucking read your news, doesn't it, these days?
The thing is, I don't think the MPs haven't got any choice in the salary. They've got their basic that's about 80 grand or something.
Don't know how they get by.
I know. And then if they get a pay rise, it's like... They can't actually reject it, I think, because it's not up to them. So they could get the money and then donate it to charity or something like that, but they can't actually say, I don't want to, or I want to take a pay cut, because it's not up to them, at the individual level.
Right.
But yeah,
it's a joke, difficult really, one, because obviously no kid should go hungry. There's no argument over that.
No.
But the right way to do it, if it's the free school meals, is that the way to do it? I don't know. Where do you draw the line? I mean, like you say, no kid should have to go hungry, but at what point does it become
the government is the fucking person
that popped
you.
It out. It's responsibility to sort that. Now, obviously, you've got people in vulnerable situations, but is that not down to the local councils and the systems that are in place there to identify those children that need the help and help them that way? Giving free school meals to everybody that qualifies for them, is that the case? They're already getting benefits in some sense of the way. Should that
not know what you mean.
Make up for that? I don't know. Obviously, do you know, where do you draw the line? It's difficult.
I don't know whether it would have happened across the country for everybody, but after that was in the news the other day, Amy and I had a curry from a very local curry house to here.
Round the corner.
Literally round the corner. They'd put a post on their Facebook page to say that, you know, they're going to do their bit. They're going to give out some... And that was the whole basis of us going for a curry the other day. It was kind of like, oh, that was a nice gesture. Perhaps we'll go and support that, yeah.
Yeah, so, fair enough.
There's loads of ways to do it, and it should be done, but if it's the voucher or not is where I'm not fucking educated enough. I'm just talking bollocks. What's your thoughts?
Well, yeah, I'm with you that there's a line somewhere, isn't there? Of
where do you help?
Of parents being responsible for paying for their own kids, and then the government just raising your children for you. There is a line somewhere. But I 100%. Think during this shitty time where we're all in it together, I mean, they're spunking enough money on bollocks like this track and trace system that was however many billions. It's a load of shit. Doesn't work properly.
Yeah.
They can put, you know...
We're spending anyway.
We're spending on shite. Mm. They can sort some money just to help families out in this time, I think.
Yeah.
And especially that is a good point. If this pay rise does come next year, I mean, fucking hell, it'll be scenes, won't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I know some of the other countries around the world. I think New Zealand was one that came out this week where they've all said, yeah, all the ministers, we're all taking a pay cut because everyone else in the country's at too, so we're with you.
Oh,
you
know. Shit.
So
that's never going to happen here.
Well, yeah. That's what I mean.
We'll only have 9% pay rise instead of 11.
Yeah.
That's about as much luck as you're going to get, yeah. Yeah, but that is a point. At this time when we are spending money to support people, it's different circumstances, isn't it, at the minute? But yeah. Benefits have gone up. That's another point that's worth.
Yeah.
Already.
The job situation's tough as well, isn't it? That's part of the problem.
Yeah.
I do agree with the idea. You know, the government have come out and said, well, the idea is if we can get more people into jobs, get the economy going, get more people working, that's better long term. I agree. But
where's the jobs?
Where are the jobs going to come from then? Because they're all going.
It's a valid point, but okay. And it seems like there's a next bit to that.
Like you say, make an exception in these circumstances.
I'll see that point, yeah. Mm. So we're all agreed that it's the right thing they should have done. But if it weren't for COVID, I'd be going...
That exact noise.
Yeah.
Life isn't fair.
Yeah, well, that's fucking true.
Life isn't fair.
That's the harsh truth.
That's the best.
You never make it fair, will you?
Mm. No. But again...
And how boring would it be as well?
On the other hand...
How can it be?
On the other hand of that, don't have six kids if you can't afford to buy them breakfast.
Right. Yeah.
No, don't fucking get me started. It's, you know, yeah.
But yeah, 100%. I think they should have gone for it.
Mm.
Just to.
I wouldn't recommend having six kids anyway, in general.
Well, talking of kids.
I'll say that I'm being hypocritical here. My dad's got six kids, but yeah.
Yeah, but he can pay for them.
Yeah, well, that's a good point, yeah.
So that's fine. I got no issue with that whatsoever.
Fair.
But talking of kids... exciting news, Aid, is that you've got a baby on the way, haven't you?
We have.
Congrats.
Did you know that?
I part of me thinks I did, but no.
I was trying to...
I feel like I told you.
No, you did. Not a lot to tell you, mate. Just to be honest.
I said to Harves when I got here, I can't remember the last time I saw you.
No, I'm a recluse. If it's not on the golf course or sitting in this room, then nobody sees me.
You won't catch me on a golf course.
One day, Aid.
Never.
You, me and Harvey.
I'll tell you what
there.
As well. Talking of golfers, I'm getting sick to death of people on my Instagram who play golf putting their story as... their golf swing, just practicing the golf swing.
Yeah, that's the thing now, isn't it?
It's such a pointless story.
I wouldn't do that, no. But, well, anyway, but congrats on the baby. But a point on when men and women have children, you know, the baby's born, and so they congratulate the man, which obviously congratulations, but, you know, she's going to do all the hard work and we get a pat on the back because our balls work.
Yeah.
I mean, I did 2 minutes of work. At most.
Yeah, that's not unfair.
But no, fair
so
enough.
So is that... Yeah.
Congrats.
So baby on the way, is that exciting, terrifying, both?
I'd say more terrifying.
Yeah. That's the camp that I would certainly
he's thinking,
be
can I play hockey?
yeah,
and still have this baby.
No, no, we've kind of, that was a bridge that had to be crossed very early.
So was that still playing?
That was in the negotiation.
That was in the
stage.
Foreplay. That was.
No, it is. Yeah, it is exciting, but I mean, life's going to change a little bit, isn't it? That's the problem.
Wow, yeah.
That's the scary part.
Do you know what really you're having yet, or do you not want to
know?
Are you not going to set fire to all the woods and do a gender reveal?
Gender reveal is a terrible idea. It's a terrible party. Idea. It's a non-event. But yeah, we were going to find out. I'd like to find out. I quite like knowing what's going on.
Yeah, Mr. Wayne in his cornflakes wants to know.
Exactly. Say, let's be honest. I need to be organised.
Yeah.
However, I can't go to the scans because of COVID.
Yeah, it's a shame, so that is.
Thank you, China. For
that one. Thanks a lot, China.
Can't not say it.
There you go. So, yeah.
And due?
7th of April, Stu.
Fingers crossed things are changed by then, and you can, obviously now you can't get to the scans, but yeah. Well,
Harves has been very generous, bought a little gift round the other day, including a book about how to be a good dad.
Oh.
Which...
I thought we all learned that on YouTube.
I'll be honest, I've only read one page so far. I say read, I've looked at one page so far, because the page that I randomly turned to, like literally just got the book out and randomly turned to a page, and it was how to clean the umbilical stump.
Oh, I'm not about
and
that.
I just, put the book straight down.
Close. Yeah. Oh,
Harvey's bought me a horror.
Yeah, exactly. So that
God, that's not a nice phrase, is it? Umbilical stump.
No.
No.
I'd say, you know, you're grown up and not as grown as we should be. I can't imagine me or Harvey having kids at this point. I feel like you're...
Well,
you know,
obviously Uncle Dan, he'll be Uncle Dan. He gets to have a practice, doesn't he? Because friends since the womb and all that.
Yeah, I think that's probably.
Yeah, you know. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
I'm born to be an uncle. I do not want to be a father.
Ever?
I don't think so.
Oh, fair enough. So you're the solution to last week's.
Yeah, I'm sweet, you know. Yeah, yeah. Vegan breakfast, no kids. All right, I've got my truck, but it balances out. So there we go.
No, me and Attenborough, fucking sound.
Brothers.
No. What annoys me about the balancing out is Emily is very much, you know, we've got to do everything green. So our electricity bill, because we have eco energy now, is £20 a month more than if we were being selfish and having fossil fuel shit. So
that's annoying.
So are you doing that, Daniel?
No.
Fucking hell.
I'm having vegan breakfast, mate, so it's fine. Fair. Fuck it. Get a big bonfire going.
Yeah.
Have you had children chat yet?
No.
No?
No, although it's mentioned by our parents a few times, but...
Oh. It's just then all that of a sudden, is so irritating, that is. Especially when, like, my younger sister had a baby 2 years ago.
God, as if that's been so, 2 years already.
Nearly 2 years ago. So yeah, there is that. You get looked at by your family in that way, don't you?
When are you having one then?
Oh,
have you thought about it? Of course we've thought about it. That's why we haven't had one yet.
Yeah, we're
constantly
about
thinking
it.
About it.
It wasn't a good idea.
Yeah. How much of a pain they are.
Yeah, no, we're not.
I think you want kids though, don't you?
Not now.
Too,
I just don't want to be, mate. I already feel fucked. Like my back hurts. I'm sitting here now on the lean because my back's hurting from golf. Got bad knees, bad everything. I don't want to be an old dad.
The new Warcraft's coming out soon, mate. You can't have a kid yet.
Exactly. My back ain't going to fare well with that.
Hunched over.
I'll be at the next podcast.
Leveling up your goblin at 5 a.m.
Yeah. You'll be asking me for what's been going on in the news in the next podcast, and I'll be like, I don't know, I haven't left my room for 2 weeks.
I think I've said a few times, having kids has never been like the issue. It's having babies. It's babies that are frightening.
Yeah, you got to ride that.
Do you know what I mean? True. It's that storm, isn't it, at first?
Yeah, and especially at the minute with how it is as well. Obviously, speaking with a girl at work, you have the baby and you're like, you're out like, quick. Because of the whole COVID thing.
Oh, really?
And they come to your house and do some of the checkups afterwards. Obviously, a podcast fact here, talking absolutely out my arse, but it just scares me that you could go in there, you know, obviously, if it was this simple, and 6 hours later, be at home with a little sprog.
Mm.
Like, what the fuck do we do with this thing?
That will be the question.
Yeah. You'll find out in April, mate.
Will be 100%.
Well, with you weighing out your breakfast, I imagine there'll be perfect formula, perfect everything.
Oh, yeah. It's
I imagine everything's
going to
be neat, laid out. Are you like an OCD kind of...
Absolutely.
He says, you say.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't know about OCD.
I just feel like your kids are going to learn to put things away at a very early age.
That will be important.
I can just
I can confirm.
Fact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, but yeah, babies scare the shit out of me. I said to Danny, my girlfriend before, she'll be buzzing that I've mentioned her now, first time.
Oh my God.
Episode 5.
Just so everybody knows. It took 5 episodes for me to mention her. So I said to her, I don't want a baby, but kids, I'm thinking the right time for a kid is once it's got a favourite colour.
Yeah.
That's about the age that I can deal with, because it's got a personality then. You can have a bit of banter with it. So once it's got a favourite colour and it understands concepts like that,
yeah,
I can deal with kids that age and above. But below that, when they're babies and just...
So basically, you're going to get a pregnant, disappear for 2 or 3 years, come back on the scene.
Well, at this point in my life, I don't want kids, but if that changes, I think I'll probably just adopt one that's about 6. I go, what's your favourite colour, mate? And if it goes, I don't know, not you. Bring another one over. What's your favourite colour, love? Yellow. That'll do. We'll take that one.
It's not like going in the fucking kennel.
Would you not ask why?
No, I don't need to know the reason. As long as it's got one.
Okay.
That's fine. I mean, is that offensive? Probably.
I don't think it's offensive. Well, I'm colourblind, so I'm 30. I still don't have a favourite colour. You're so colourblind? You adopt me. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I never knew that. You kept that under the wraps for the 20 odd years of
not
knowing,
like
yeah?
Fully colourblind, but that's why that rubbish body shot was difficult. Oh.
Yeah, but that's the point. Mate, so you used to run a body shop, didn't you? Spraying cars and stuff, and you're fucking colourblind.
Well, this is the thing, the business partner used to keep laughing.
Fucking no wonder you stop running that business.
Well,
now.
Mate, this is it, you see. I was there and Ali used to, I would paint and Ali go, that ain't right, and I'd be like, it's fine. So obviously then he moved to Canada, big up Ali.
Yeah, your old business partner of the body shop. Yeah.
And I was like, I'm wondering why I'm struggling to match these colours so much. And then, so I bought a load of these colour chips that go with my paint system I had. And you put them up and it's got like 8 to 12 shades of one paint code. So 475, like a BMW black, there's like 8 of them. And you hold it up so you know which one to mix. And I'm holding up 8 of them on the car and I'm like, they all look the fucking same. They all look the same. So when I got my eyes tested, this is ridiculous, when I got my eyes tested... And I went in there and I said, I'm struggling at like low light and it seems to be getting worse. I'm struggling with colours. Am I colourblind? And he looked at me like, mate, you're 28. There's no way you've gone this long and not known you're colourblind.
That's what I'm sitting here thinking now, yeah.
This is the fucking thing. So I do the colourblind test thing, this chart. Basically, it's a load of dots and hidden in there are numbers.
Yeah.
If you'd seen
I've seen
it.
And if you
can't see the number, it's because you're colourblind to a certain green, red or whatever. So I got out of there and he was like, yeah, you're colourblind. I rang my mum and I was like, Mum, did you know I was colourblind? I gutted, like, since when am I colourblind? She went, yeah, I knew you were colourblind. Oh, do you not want to fucking tell me? Before I opened a fucking body shop. She went, oh, I thought I told you. That must have fucking missed you, skipped your mind. And I said to her, why didn't you tell me? She went, I thought you'd grow out of it. I was like, are you fucking stupid? You don't grow out of being colourblind. So basically, you wouldn't adopt me, is what the point I was getting to.
I know you like your facts, but isn't Mark Williams, the snooker player, colourblind?
I'm sure, that's fascinating if he is.
I'm sure one of the top players.
You can still see colours. It's just you struggle with colours that are similar.
Yeah, I think it was green and brown. Shades. Green and brown he'd always struggle with or something.
Yeah, that means he's probably red-green colourblind, which is like what I am. Right. Kind of autumn looks like two colours, whereas everyone's like, oh my God, how beautiful is autumn? Oh my God. And they're like, this is just the same as it always is. It's a green tree with a brown fucking trunk. What are you on about?
Amy and I went for an autumnal walk yesterday.
Autumnal, that's a good word.
Nice. Autumnal
walk. Autumnally blind then, that's what I'll call it.
Yeah, kicking the leaves as we went. Very nice.
How romantic. Yeah.
I don't really like walking generally, but I don't mind.
No, you don't. You don't like a walk, do you?
No.
Why not?
I only like walking if there's a destination, if there's a reason.
A bar at the end.
A bar's fine, or in yesterday's case, a post office.
Because during
can't wait to get there.
But yeah, should we go for a walk? No, that didn't really appeal.
Because during the lockdown, when you know we were all stuck at home and you were allowed your one times daily exercise,
walking.
Because me and Aid live quite close to each other. On the odd occasion we would go out for a walk, I would see Aid's missus and out for a walk as well, and be like, "Where's Aid? Oh no, he won't come for a walk. Not unless there's a destination."
Even if he's been sat there for 6 weeks.
It's true.
I've got nowhere to be.
One thing that lockdown taught me is that there are some things that even in lockdown, even when you're running out of things to think about.
Still not fun.
Yeah, exactly. And there's also things that you've been putting off for forever. And you're saying like, oh, really need to do that, really need to do that. And even in lockdown, I didn't achieve it. I had 5 weeks.
With you with that, mate.
The best one, best example for that is... I've got the box set of 24, which I know we've talked about loads of times.
I know Harvey's a big fan of 24.
Well, Harves has put together this TV list for me of TV that is must watch.
I need to update that because it's a few years old.
Yeah, and one of the, I think the top one was 24, and I committed to it. I bought the box set because there's like 8 series, isn't there?
It's massive. And there's 24 episodes in each one, and they're like 50 minutes each. It's a big deal. Yeah.
This is on DVD as well, so it's the biggest box set you've ever seen. And even in lockdown, I just couldn't even start to watch that because it was just too much of a commitment.
Yeah, I might run out of time on this.
Yeah, nightmare. So we need lockdown 2 for that.
Wait, on your list, speaking on your list, was Lost on your list?
Lost is on the list. Yeah.
Me and Emily started that during lockdown because it was on, got put onto Amazon Prime. We're on season 3.
Yeah,
a long way to go.
Round about there, it starts to get weird as fuck.
It's fucking already getting weird as fuck. Why is there a polar bear on an island?
Oh!
What the fuck? What's the little?
I'm sure if I remember, I think series 1 episode 2 is the polar bear.
Yeah,
and you don't find out the reason for it until about series 4.
Yeah, I still don't know why there's a.
And I'm sure I've even put that in the notes on the TV list that I gave to you.
Stick with it.
Just trying to find it now. Actually,
there's one bit that I'm still trying to. A bit of a getting sidetracked is those two, that couple that got bitten by the paralyzing spider and then got buried alive.
Oh, are you?
Is that it? Like, that just seemed to be like, I thought, nah, surely they're going to come out. But it's been a good half a season now. They can't still be down there.
I don't know.
It was just so
random.
I'm
struggling to remember that bit because I think
they were the ones with the little bag of diamonds.
I think I've only watched Lost once, and it was when it was on the telly, so fucking ages ago. But it's, yeah.
Yeah, we're a bit late to the party.
Yeah, it's a good show, though.
Yeah. I've still never seen it.
It's good, mate. You should get on it, honestly.
Yeah, you're going to have to scroll back for that list because it's years ago.
He's clearly saved it and he's paying very close attention.
We're on Sherlock at the minute, which was another thing that was on the list.
Class. Big man like Cumberbatch.
Things that you're not getting finished as well in lockdown. I've given myself a mammoth of a headache because of lockdown. I was one of those bright sparks that was like, when we were moving into the house, there's a list.
Just look at the detail in that. That's what he made for me.
We'll come back to that.
We'll come back to it.
When you was in the house.
But really quick, mate, that's special, that is. Mm. You got to upload this.
Yeah, we'll do, yeah.
I think we'll upload this. He's put a lot, there's artwork and everything. That's really impressive, yeah. That is. Commitment.
Well, I know Aid likes a spreadsheet. He's like myself, so I went to town on it for him.
Fucking Excel faggot.
How dare you?
But yeah, no. Emily said she wanted a pallet bar, so we got some pallets and sat in the fucking garage for ages. So eventually lockdown comes, I was like, yeah, I'll build the pallet. Basically, I think she got fed up of seeing me sitting playing Call of Duty Warzone for 18 hours a day. So I committed to making this pallet bar. So I've got it 95% of the way there. And now at every opportunity it comes up, you're going to finish the pallet bar. And I fucking hate the thing now. I don't want to do it. And she'll listen to this So I think she wants me to take down my craftsmanship. I'm a carpenter's son. I'm so proud of it. I even painted it. And for not wanting to finish it, I'm going to have to take it down.
Do you enjoy DIY?
No. There's holes. Behind every picture in my house, there's at least 4 or 5 holes.
I hate it. Absolutely hate it.
Well, proof I hate it is the fact that I borrow my mother-in-law's tools to do the housework. And okay, that's not a fucking lie.
Wow. Okay.
I don't have a drill. I'm like, oh, okay.
That's quite extreme.
Yeah, yeah. You're not a fan?
I hate it, mate. Absolutely. Said to Amy, when we get a house, let's get somewhere that, you know, needs a bit of work, like everyone. Buy the worst house on the street, you know, do it up.
Yeah.
Worst idea I've ever had. Hate it.
You got to get the guy in.
Huh?
You got to get the guy in.
Well, I think I've learned now that no job, I can't do any job. So just pay, yeah. Just get a decent job, earn
get
your money.
Get a man in.
Get a man, yeah.
No, mate, the hack is those sticky strips on the back of pictures.
Yeah, we have got them.
No drilling.
Yeah.
Well, then at some point at 3 o'clock in the morning, one will fall off your bathroom and smash on the floor and you think fucking your world's coming to an end and they're broken to your house.
Yeah.
It's worth it for that, though.
Yeah, we've got all sort of 150 wedding photos in frames that are stuck with them tacky things to the wall.
They're brilliant.
Yeah.
I can't see you being a DIY guy, are they?
Depends what it is.
You can't handle tools with them little fucking hands. There's no way.
Fuck off, mate. What are you talking about?
No fucking...
Depends what it is. Yeah,
I'm not saying like fitting a kitchen. Oh, could, this is the truth. Could you hang a door? That's a skill.
And if you can you pop round in a couple of weeks? I genuinely have got one of them that needs doing.
That's
you,
a skill.
You've
got
to get a chippy to hang a door. That's a real job.
Yeah. Could you corner some skirting board?
I could probably do that. I mean, it looks shit, but I could do it.
Yeah. I thought you were looking around then.
Painting's a good one.
I can paint.
Lockdown painting.
We painted in our last house and taped up around the, got my body shop in my head where I tape everything off. So I taped around the wall like it was a panel, painted it, and instead of taking the tape off, I let it dry to then put the second coat off. So then when I pulled the tape off, all the fucking paint come off the wall.
A lot of people have said to us recently, oh, what colour's the nursery going to be? You know, when you, are you going to find out and then paint the nursery that colour or whatever? Well, we've already done the nursery. Because at the time, Amy was big on sage green.
Gender neutral.
Right? So, yeah. So, sage green. And then she's put these sticky dots on the wall because she's like Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen. And it irritated me because she didn't sort of pre-draw where the dots were supposed to go. She didn't measure anything. She's just literally got this pack of dots and just stuck them.
Oh, so there's no, oh, that
there's
must...
no maths. There's no
I bet he
geometry.
Hates
there's
that.
No nothing.
No consistency.
No consistency. It's awful.
Busy bits.
No. It bits. Looks great. It's not awful.
Ooh,
edit
that,
out.
That one. So the lockdown painting you did then, what was that?
This door. Door of the room that we sat in. Not this side, the outside.
I was going to say, mate, that looks gates, like it hasn't been painted in 20 years.
Gates, garage doors, one of the rooms. Yeah.
Fair play.
I like painting. You can get in the zone. You can put a podcast on. Not this one, because this isn't going to get you in the zone. It's just going to fucking talking shit. But get a nice podcast on. Get in the zone. Yeah, have a little painty paint.
Not a fan.
No good for you.
No.
Quite therapeutic,
I but painting. People say, like, I think you said the same, therapeutic is to mow your lawn. It's such a fucking shit chore. I don't want to mow my lawn.
It's all right. It's the thought of mowing the lawn shit.
Yeah.
Once you actually start doing it, it's quite a vibe.
I've got a leaf blower on my Christmas list. That's where I've got to now. All
that
the leaves.
That is a sick tool.
To me, I think it's the most pointless fucking thing in the world. Surely you want to leave vacuum.
Yeah.
Because all you do is blowing sucker. Them around somewhere.
Yeah, but it's fun to use.
Yeah, but the, all you're doing is moving the problem somewhere else.
At least it's in one place. Do you know what I mean? Move the problem into one corner.
And then scoop it all up.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough.
Yeah. That's a good Christmas.
I just see
present.
The council, I don't understand. They're walking down the road, they cut all the grass and then just walk down, leaf blowing the grass. Anywhere they fucking want.
All over the pavement.
Yeah, the messy path is now a messy path just next to it. It's, dumb.
I think it's time for space news.
Oh, have we not got this jingle yet?
Well, I still haven't made the jingle because I forgot. So I'm going to have to stick with the freestyle jingle for now.
Right.
So I've got to try and remember how it goes. Can you remember how it went?
I remember how it went, but I'm not going to attempt it.
Yeah, I think it went something like nop di 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 space news. There we go. That was it.
Can we get that made up like that?
So you want me to make the jingle actually?
I want it to go nop di nop di, but with a little bit more class.
All right, some lasers or something.
You don't look impressed, mate.
No, it was very impressive. Really good.
So the space news this week, right? So you know US election coming up. We've been talking about it a bit on this podcast. There's currently one US astronaut on the International Space Station, Kate Rubins from NASA. She's a microbiologist currently in space. So she had to send in a vote this week for the American election. She had to take a selfie holding up a bit of paper of who she was voting for.
Oh.
Send it back to Earth. And they have a system in place for absentee voting when you can't get to the ballot box in America. It has to have an official address of where you are.
Where you can send it to for them just to change it to who they want to.
Well,
I'm not that one. Oh, yeah.
No. your official address as the voter. Now, obviously, she's currently in space. So the official address on her vote is Low Earth Orbit. Which is fucking cool, isn't
that
it?
Is cool.
That is cool. Really cool.
So what would the full address be? That'd be International Space Station, Low Earth Orbit, the Milky Way.
Solar System, Milky Way, Alpha fucking whatever one. It's called. Alpha One Summit.
Yeah.
The universe.
Everywhere.
The observable universe is the last one, I think.
Ooh.
On the
do we know
cosmic,
who she voted
cosmic
for?
Address, as it's known.
Did it reveal?
who she voted for.
No, because that's all confidential, isn't it? So that hasn't come
out. If I was her, I'd be voting for the guy that's currently funded it, which is the current president, in case he leaves you there. So she'd be stupid not to vote for Trump.
If I was going to bet on it, I would bet that she probably has voted Trump, because I think from something I read, I mean, again, another Pension for Munters podcast, non-fact that I read.
Yeah.
I think historically the Republicans have funded the space program more than the Democrats.
Right.
So that's probably her issue that she gives a shit about, being she's in space currently. Yeah. Like you say, if the funding cuts off and she's stuck up there.
Well, yeah. space news.
Good space news. I thought that address was cool. Have you got anything?
I do. I've got two little ones.
Go on then.
Well, one's quite big actually. I'm excited for it. But the one, yesterday, SpaceX celebrated 100 successful launches.
Oh yeah, I did hear about that, yeah.
Round of applause for Mr. Elon.
Daddy. Yeah.
The main man, the future Iron Man, the leader of Mars, Mr. Elon Musk, as it's written by the German.
Yeah.
He is our king. And another one I read, this was on Wednesday, NASA have announced, they announce announcements these days, they've announced that they're going to make an announcement on Monday about some very exciting news about the moon.
Yeah, I did see that, actually.
So by the time this comes out, it will have been announced. So I think it's going to be funny if we speculate what it is and we're all wrong.
Oh, okay. So what do we think the exciting news that's going to be released about the moon?
Well, I've got two
theories.
One that I think, obviously, from what I've read, but the one I want to be right is, you know, in Transformers when they go to the dark side of the moon and there's some Decepticon base there. That's what I want it to be. I want Optimus Prime.
So you're thinking some sort of structure on the side of the moon that we can't see?
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be as far as they found some life, because where does that help us? It's in the moon. It's still too close to the sun. If that explodes, we're fucked anyway. So whatever. You know, it's a waste of time. But yeah, what do you think? I'll tell you what my one is after, but it might give it away because I've read upon it.
Well, if Wallace and Gromit taught me anything, it's that the moon is made of cheese. So
the announcement's going to be...
Could be that they found cheese on Mars. On Mars, on the moon.
Does that mean that all the vegans are going to want to get rid of the moon?
I don't know. It could be dairy-free cheese.
Oh, don't fucking get me started on that shit. Don't. I just care to speculate.
The moon's flat, I reckon.
Oh,
I reckon that's shit. What it is.
Shit! We thought it was the intelligent one in the room.
That's the big news coming, guys. The moon is flat.
Oh. So it's a flat piece of cheese.
Yeah.
With a Decepticon base on the other side.
It's shit burger cheese is what the moon is.
Yeah. Like a thin Edam.
Do you know what? It takes me back to the Attenborough conversation earlier. But if you get into that stage where they're finding that you could like grow stuff, or you could get things living up there, or even on Mars, because I know you love Mars as well.
Big up Mars.
Shout out to Mars.
How would Attenborough design the next planet? What would he put on there? What animals are allowed on?
I can tell you, mate. If you watch the documentary, you know he wants vegetables grown indoors, like upwards, so you know, save room, all the shit.
Okay, so this will just be answered by me watching that show.
Pretty
okay,
much,
fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
So do your homework.
Yeah, and then come back. Yeah, right, okay, fine.
But animals-wise, what would he put there? Who knows? He wouldn't put us there, I know that much.
No, because we're too destructive.
Yeah. But another bit of space news, they also announced that they want to land back on the moon by 2024. And they're going to send the first woman to the moon. So, all in
gender equality on the moon.
Gender equality. I mean, I don't think that's what they
are aiming for.
Were fighting for when they were fighting for the vote. I don't think they were like upset that they hadn't landed on the moon. But
no.
It's a progressive step anyway. But that'd have been the first time landing on the moon since 1972.
That's good.
Mm. So exciting. So that's it, I think, for space news.
Well, that was a good space news. Mm. While we're talking about space, I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Oh,
so.
Fucking hell.
This could be shit. Give
me another black hole technical.
You might have to cut it, but I've just thought of this, right? If you're talking about taking animals to the moon to start a new planet, blah, 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 right? We're going to Mars.
Mm.
We've got to start. Let's say Earth is fucked. We're going
it
to Mars.
Fucked.
We've got to take some people to start a new society on Mars. Who are you going to take?
Well, David Attenborough's one.
Right. So you're taking Attenborough.
Elon two. And me.
Is that it? So you're not going to take any women. You're not going to last very long.
No. That's a very good point.
You're not going to take your missus.
I wasn't thinking longevity.
You're going to leave
Emily. Oh, of course. I meant Emily. Fuck. Damn. No. I don't know. Yeah. Elon. I don't know. Just who the forward-thinking people of the world right now? Trump.
Oh, yeah. Let's take him.
Yeah. What about you? I don't know.
You need a top architect.
Oh, that's a very good point.
Yeah. You'd need a top architect.
Architect. You'd need like a top doctor.
Someone who's sick at 3D printing to work with that architect, because they can 3D print buildings now. Yeah. That's the future.
Yeah.
You need
lots of labourers so that we don't have to do the, you know.
Yeah, I'm allergic to manual labour.
Yeah.
What are professional gardeners called? What's the word I'm after?
Landscapers.
No. Growing stuff, I mean. Horticulture. You need one of them boys to figure out how to grow crops.
Mr. Matt Damon.
Yeah, Matt Damon from,
Martian, did you call
that's
it?
A fucking great
that
film,
is one
by
of
way.
My all-time
have
favorite
have you seen The Martian? Yeah.
In fact,
he's rolling his eyes because he's never seen any films, any TV. He's never seen anything. All he does is weigh his cornflakes.
That's a lie.
And blow his fucking leaves around.
That's a lie. I've seen Mrs. Doubtfire twice.
That's a banger as well.
Go for the quality stuff then.
The Martian's definitely worth a watch.
Really good film that is, yeah.
But it's, see, that, I don't like, it's not real though, is it?
Oh, it's very real.
It's very, it's what's going to happen 100 million percent.
Well, I was listening to, you know, famous astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson, another man crush of mine.
The man.
The Don. He was talking about the Martian film, and he was saying it's the first time that science has been the key element of the film. So rather than it just being, I don't know, a fucking film about space, Star Wars, let's say, and they've peppered in a bit of science
afterwards to make it work.
Yeah, science is the actual main feature of the film. How, you know, and it's really, and they've got all the science right. That's what it's been praised for. Like all the fucking experiments he's doing in The Martian is spot on. Like all the science works.
Yeah. That's what it was. Interesting
worth watch,
about it.
Mate.
It
good film.
Put it on.
I feel like I explained that terribly, but it's a good film. Can't watch it.
I know what you mean. It was like, well, I'm a bit thick, but to me, it seemed like that looks like it would work. But then again, Star Wars could be accurate for all I know.
Never seen a single Star Wars film.
You've never seen a single Star Wars film.
No.
Tell me you've seen a Star Wars film.
The nearest I've seen to a Star Wars film is the Family Guy episode.
So you've not seen any either? Right? No. It's just you and me, I think, mate, because everyone else has seen Star Wars and everyone else. I mean, the face that you're pulling now, Matt, is the face that everybody else pulls when I tell them
disgusting.
I've not seen any Star Wars
You'd
films.
You'd like it. You'd like Star Wars.
I don't think I would now.
I think you would.
Well, from what I've heard, the new ones are shit. And
they're shit if you're like a hardcore. I think they're all entertaining. I think they're good.
Well, word on the street is the new ones are shit.
Yeah.
And I think the old ones are too old now that you'll just watch.
Yeah.
I mean, not seeing it. I'll just watch it and it'll be cheesy crap that would have been good when you watched it for the first time when you were a kid, but now it'll just be trash.
There's lightsabers. That's all you need. They're so cool. No?
Not sold. So, yeah.
Fair enough. I had something I wanted to have a little bit of a moan about, to be fair. This is not Spice News related. This is Boris related.
Ooh.
You know the questions that they ask after he addresses the nation and talks about who's going into lockdown and stuff like this?
Yeah.
Does it not infuriate you, the fucking thick twats that ask the questions, that they're asking questions they've just explained?
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
They're just talking about what they're going to do, and then they'll go, oh, you know that thing you just said, so how are you going to do it? And then they'll just go, well, what we just said. And the media used to do it before it was the public questions. Like, if you fucking listen, there could be some people that want actual questions, like, let's clear some shit up here, but no, let's ask the question that you've already answered. And that's really fucked me off this week, so I just thought I wanted to bring it up.
Well, they've probably come with their little notes, haven't they? And gone like, oh, I'm going to ask him this, this, and this. And they're not even paying attention, really.
They don't work in a call centre. They can go off script. I don't. It's just, I think it's infuriating.
It's like when they use hindsight as well, as part of their point.
Yeah.
And you just think, don't waste my time just telling me, like, in hindsight, we should have done this or should have done that. Well, yeah, of course we should have done. If we'd have known at the time, we'd have done it.
Yeah. I think it was just a game of luck. Who fucking knows?
That was complete unknown.
We were just guessing, weren't we?
It's a bit of an inconvenience for Boris, isn't it, really?
Oh, yeah, he came in and he wanted
he
to be
these,
like...
Yeah, big ideas.
The passion, he wanted to be like the new Churchill. He was like, did his speech, he's his idol. Coming in there, he's going to save Britain from Brexit, save him from Europe, and then...
China. Well, Brexit's happening behind the scenes and no one's even talking about it now.
He's probably going to get away with a bit because of COVID.
Probably will.
Because nobody gives a fuck.
It's just going to be shit swept under the rug now, isn't it?
Mm. Like all this no deal nonsense that's coming out now, this would be fucking, everyone would be going mad. They'd be protesting.
Yeah.
But now they're all upset because they can't go and play fucking snooker with their mates in the pub.
Mm.
That was a protest in London yesterday, actually.
What about snooker?
About COVID.
We want snooker. We want snooker.
There is a daft thing because there's obviously some COVID differences in our hockey matches at the moment. And if you pick up the ball has to be changed.
Oh, mate.
Honestly?
Honestly. And it makes you wonder how cricket happened. Because why on earth is a hockey player's hands so dangerous for a ball and yet a cricketer's hands are mega clean? I don't get that.
Yeah, I mean, there's loads like it, isn't it? Like, you can play football with 22 people, but you can't go on the pads. You can't go to the boxing. I mean, I understand not sparring, maybe, but the professionals can fight. I think it's all a bit shit.
Apparently, when they were trying to get hockey back on, they set up some sort of exhibition games and had players tracked with all the tech to kind of prove that you're not in close contact for very long. You're all just running around and around and around.
Got you.
And that's that kind of what got it back going again.
I'd say football, you're in close contact though quite a lot, aren't you?
Well, I think you'd be surprised because there's not that much of a difference between football and hockey in terms of where you are on the pitch. It's pretty much the same, isn't it?
Oh, okay.
So really, you know, if you're playing 11 a side, which is hockey and football, you're not really, you're not in close contact that much. You know, you do the odd tackle, don't you? Or get tackled now and again. But most of the time, you're not stood right next to someone all the time, are you?
Yeah.
It's short bursts.
But they wear masks on the side of the pitch and then they walk on and take them off. It just seems a bit mad, doesn't it?
I know. It's all fucking bizarre, isn't it? It's all the inconsistencies that are annoying, isn't it?
Well, as soon as they shut the golf courses, then I am upset.
You can rest your back.
That's a very good point, actually. Yes. I did say today to Briggs, I said, I need a break from this fucking game. It's winding me up.
I mean, if you are,
I went and got my club, by the way.
Yeah, oh yeah,
I went
back
there.
I know you did.
I told you, didn't I?
You did, but you can tell the podcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I went back there. I climbed the tree again. I had my pole and I got it down. And I did throw it again, but I didn't snap it like I said I was going to. But then I did attempt to use it again on the next two holes. And I ran it over with my trolley. Because it's a fucking nose. So, yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. You probably haven't, well, you won't have listened to the previous episode yet, but yeah, Matt was playing golf, lost his head, threw his golf club in a tree and he got stuck. So
can you believe the rage of golfers? They really do get full of rage, don't they?
It's right in front of us here, mate.
Hello.
How many balls did you lose today?
Oh, it's infuriating. I bought a box of balls for 18 quid and I lost like 75% of them. Why do I fucking bother? When I come and talk to you about this, I just think to myself, why do I do it?
It does seem a terrible sport to me. Sorry, Matt.
Yeah, it was. Oh, but one thing I did, I also mentioned last week that I bought these quite expensive golf shoes and regretted them. They look like fucking correctional shoes. So I was trying to black that I hadn't worn them to take them back. Well, I had to climb the fucking tree in those shoes and I'd scuffed them a bit. I went to a well-known golf retailer and went in there and just said, oh, look, I bought these. They're wide fit. I didn't want wide fit. You know, I've only worn them to the range. Can I exchange them? And he was like, yeah, that's fine. And look around him. Do you want to go and have a look at any other shoes that you might want? So I'm walking. As I walk away, I see him, the manager, like all four or five members of staff, all looking at the bottom of the shoe. They can see they're scuffed and stuff. Oh, but God. No one's got the arsehole to say anything.
Yeah.
So I just walk over there and I go, yeah, only worn the range. I'll have these, please. And I put the rest of the money in a gift card and I'll...
You got away with
got
it.
Got out of there quick, yeah. Yeah.
That used to be so infuriating.
Oh, of course, we worked together retail,
didn't we, back in the day?
Yeah, people coming up to the customer services, oh, I'd like to return these, please. I've only worn them twice. And you're sort of like, what? They're faulty, are they? Well, yeah, they've got holes in. And you can tell that they're about 6 years old. So there's no way you can get away with that.
I remember being there one time and I wasn't on the customer services. I was on the till next door so I could see what was going on. A woman had brought back a bikini. Now, underwear has these little plastic strips in, hygiene strips, that you can't remove. If you remove the strip, game over.
Well,
that's
disgusting, of
course. You can't bring them back because you've obviously worn them around your gooch.
Mm.
Someone brought them back, right? No hygiene strip on. And not only that, bearing in mind it was a bikini, so it was a woman. there was fucking skid marks in them.
Oh, mate.
And she was trying to bring them back. And we're all stood there in the line on the tills, all just sort of looking at each other going, is she fucking for real?
She never got her money back.
Oh, no. Well, the hygiene strip was gone, so it's game over with or without the skidders. But, I mean, you got
nail in the coffin,
though. You've got to have some brass about you to bring a skidded pair of fucking pants back, haven't you? And go, I haven't worn them, honestly. The hygiene strip wasn't in them when I bought them. Fucking disgrace.
That's disgusting.
But you see it all in retail, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I mean, when we were there, I remember someone pissing on the shop floor.
Huh?
I remember someone doing a shit on on the homeware section. We used to have like these little drawers, you know, like the sort of drawers you might have in your bedroom, like sort of three drawers high, little plastic
like
ones.
Just a drawer sort of thing.
Yeah, but like, you know, they're little plastic ones that kind of fold away or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you
the
mean.
Lightweight ones. Someone had opened a drawer, shit into like a bit of sort of tissue paper, like the tissue paper you get when you buy a new pair of shoes, you know, that sort of crepe
paper.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Wrap the turd up and just sort of shut the drawer again. But there was a little bit of the crepe paper hanging out the top of the drawer. So that's how we spotted it. Because when we were tidying up the homeware section at the end of the day, it's like, oh, you know, you can't leave that tissue paper hanging out. You need to tidy it away. Open the drawer and there was a turd in it. Now, mate, bearing in mind, there's customer toilets at the store.
That's the bird that didn't let her return the bikini. So yeah, she went, I'll show you skids.
So there was a shit in the drawer. Someone pissed on the floor. Someone pissed in on the homeware section again in a washing up bowl and left the bowl of piss on top of like one of the shelves. I mean, it all went on.
The toilet was in the homeware section as well.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
They weren't even far.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
People are disgusting.
I saw some very bad cross dressers as well.
Oh yeah,
some very bad cross dressers.
There was nice. I better not name him actually, but there was a bloke that used to come in regular. He was a massive bloke. He was about 6'8", right? He used to come in all dressed up in ladies' clothes, and he used to come to the store because at that store that we worked at, they sold women's shoes in quite bigger sizes than a lot of the other stores.
Yeah, yeah.
He'd come in, he'd be dressed up, he'd look like I'm a lady off Little Britain. Just the fucking shittest thing you've ever seen. And he would just be like, he'd go, all right, mate. And he'd be like, yeah, have you got any of these in a size 10? Honest to God, right?
He's built my drink everywhere then.
Once a month he'd come in for a big pair of heels. And I'll tell you what, he was a nice bloke, but he just started to fucking dress up like a bird. Which, you know, each to their own, but fucking hell, it was funny.
When they don't make a full effort and it's just obvious, it's like,
really? It was literally like, if you just put me in a dress now and put some lipstick on me.
I think you'd half look all right, to be fair, mate.
It was like me and my stag do.
Yeah. I've seen that picture, actually. Yeah. That's yeah. special, it's that is. You've got the legs for it, you have.
Do you know what? Do you know what? The number of women that have said to me that they would die for my legs is so concerning. It is,
mate,
so concerning.
He was loving it. We put him in, got him a lady's dress for his stag do, as you do. Wow, some nice little wedge sandal heels.
Thank God for the wedges, by the way.
You should have seen him walking down the plane. He was loving it, mate. It was like he was doing a catwalk at a fucking model show. They were all cheering and whooping, and he's going, oh, thank you, doing like a little queen wave.
Like he's going to own it.
He was loving it.
Yeah. Went to the loo on the plane. Got out.
Did you do a sit down wee?
No.
Didn't stay in character?
No. Weak. No need. And as I walked out the loo, the whole plane just... Because I think there was a big rugby game going on in Dublin or something that weekend. Because there was a load of rugby lads. Because I was sat with two of them because we were dotted all around the plane.
Oh,
and I kind of thought, oh, I've got away with it for an hour here. You know, I can have a bit of peace and quiet. And there's drinks being thrown at me from, oh, this is from the guy at row 26 or whatever.
That's weird. Brilliant. Though.
And then there's these rugby boys going, well, come on then, drink them up. So I go to the loo on the plane. And as I walk out, the whole plane just kind of goes, ooh, like this.
He was loving it.
See you, boys.
He was loving every second of it. But yeah, he did look quite good in that dress.
Thank you.
So the question that we ask everyone who's been on the podcast is, what is the strangest place you've ever been toilet?
Can I start by saying I might be the first guest that is a nervous pooer?
100% the first guest.
I can't go for a poo at work. I can't go for a poo
my
out and about.
Guy.
So you've only got home game, is what you're saying. You're not an away player.
Home game, but there is one exception, which is whenever I go back to my mum and dad's house.
Oh, that's the real home game.
Oh.
the toilet seat, I don't know what it is, but that is just really homely. I've had some great shits at my mum and dad's house, which is worrying because they're moving soon. And I don't know.
Oh, God.
You know, I don't know how that'll affect things. But so we've got to go.
What am I going to do?
We've got to go all the way back to the age of about 5 or 6 for me.
Oh, nice.
This is an acceptable age. Yeah. I'm fine with this. I'm fine
with
this.
I don't know what the story is.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
I shit myself on a canal boat.
And that's the name of the podcast.
So we've had two people now that have shit in a canal sphere.
Yes, yeah.
Environment.
Yeah, we my mum and dad, bless them, took us on canal boat holidays when we were kids, and they were great. You know, villas in Spain are great as well. Just for the record,
slightly better.
So yeah, we were. I think I was only about 5 or 6 years old because Kaylee was only tiny, but. I'd eaten too many baked beans, basically. This is where
That'll do it. That'll do it.
Too many baked beans. We'd travelled up. We were at Macclesfield Canal. So we travelled up, and obviously when you go on any journey back in the 90s, you would stop at Little Chef.
Oh, yeah.
Which I've never been.
If I'm allowed to drop that name in there.
Yeah.
So you'd stop off there because you could have the all-day breakfast. You know, it doesn't matter what time of day. That was fine.
I love an all-day breakfast.
So that involved beans, obviously. And then we get up to Macclesfield. We had some family up there and they cooked some pizzas. And it was at the time when a famous baked bean brand had pizzas that had the beans and sausages on the pizza.
What? I don't remember this, but yeah.
Yeah, so it was pizza, cheese and tomato pizza with beans and sausage. Amazing.
That sounds mega.
And
then I could go for that.
Got on the canal boat. Everything was fine. Well, seemingly fine. Obviously things were brewing. And just left it too late. Way too late. Made loads of mess. And my dad loves this story. He loves telling this story because I had to be showered down in the canal. In the boat. I had to be showered down, and the bit that he loves the most is the fact that he was laughing that I'd got shit in my belly button because he said,
"How did that happen?"
It completely goes against gravity. But yeah, I've made all sorts of a mess. But in adult life, no, you, I wouldn't be one of these that, you know, just shits themselves because I just can't. I'm too nervous. I couldn't do it.
To shit myself.
Yeah.
I'd say that's acceptable.
Yeah, canal back, Macclesfield.
Fair enough.
I can't believe you got it in your belly button.
I can't.
Does defy gravity. Your dad's right.
Yeah.
Well, we were sleeping. The bed was set out because there was a. It wasn't the biggest canal boat. It wasn't like the one that we're going to go on when we go on our.
Oh, this
lads
holiday that we've been trying to put together for about 10 years.
Yeah. If there's any
dreams, that would, wouldn't it? Like.
Yeah, booze cruise, mate.
Two of them, though.
Oh, yeah, you need 2 to race.
Bumper cars.
Yeah.
All the way up the
Dinky
canal.
Dinky dodgems.
Yeah.
If there's any canal boat rental companies listening.
Yeah,
that
get
want
in
to,
touch.
Oh, 100% get shout
at
out.
At Montapod on Instagram.
Yeah. We want to fill 2 canal boats with crates and crates of beer. And
We could do a floating podcast live from the canal boat.
Get tagging some people on Instagram, mate.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully it won't end up with shit in a belly button if we do that. But.
No.
Yeah, we can confirm. We will not be shitting.
We'll keep the beans eating to a minimum.
Yeah. I don't think you can get them pizzas now, actually. We'd just have to make it ourselves. Mm. Highly recommended.
I did see a pizza that in the stuffed crust is just a massive sausage that goes all the way around the outside.
That's nice.
That's
yeah. I think one of the pizza chains have been doing that recently.
Well, they've stole my idea.
Oh, right. So it was your idea?
Yeah, it was.
Sausage crust. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. Depends on the sausage. If it's a shit hot dog one, like Frankfurter style. Nah. Not for me, that, I think.
No. There was a guy, sidetracked, he's speaking about those shitty hot dogs. This guy who works for my, he works for my dad. And, well, all of them, to be fair, it's like a service garage, an MOT station. And my body shop was next door. And, God, they so unhealthy. Like, for lunch, they go and get a kebab. And all sorts of stuff like that, quite commonly, quite regularly, sorry. And It's awful, awful. So one day he's going, I've brought lunch today. He said, I want to be a bit more healthy. I need to stop eating shit. I said, so what have you brought then? And he pulled out a shitty white loaf and a tin of hot dogs.
Oh.
And he went,
behave.
I fucking swear to God, mate. And he went, I'm going to have a hot dog sandwich. No butter. Fuck all. Just hot dog and bread.
Oh, God.
That was his healthy option. Fucking joke, mate.
How do these people survive?
Oh, no. I don't know.
How many days of that healthy option lasted before he went back to...
Like a day.
Yeah.
Straight back to
I've done a day of hot dog sandwiches. Now I need to get back to kebabs.
Yeah, he's basically like ripped and really healthy. But
I bet that bloke is someone else who has shat in his own belly button. If all he's eating is kebabs and a fucking healthy meal, which is a hot dog sandwich.
Yeah. He's got up and he's the guy that walks in and he can walk into the garage and be clean as anything. You can turn around to put the kettle on, look back at him and he's just covered in shit and like, what have you touched? Like, how are you this fucking dirty? You've been here 6 minutes. Like, what are you doing? But yeah, back to the canal. Sorry, surely there's a toilet on the canal. What happened? Did you just, was it that long you didn't get to the other end of the canal? Was the canal boat?
I just misjudged it, Matt. Just completely misjudged it.
It was simple as that.
It was around bedtime because I was sleeping like on the floor of the boat because there's not enough beds for all of us. And I think that's probably where it got in the belly button, maybe the roll, the getting up.
Right, off the, okay. I mean, so you were in the lay down prone position when you...
And I've always loved farting. So there's every chance that I was just... Yeah, you know,
and then rolled in it like a dog, basically.
Oh, when it comes across some sheep shit and rolls in it, or a fox turd.
He was always doing that when he was a kid.
Yeah, marking my territory every in Macclesfield.
Rolling in goose shit every time we got off the canal boat.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. On the same holiday, I also fell in the canal.
Oh,
coming
shit.
Back.
So you had quite the week then.
Yeah,
did
because
he throw you into clean, yeah?
We'd only gone for like a long weekend and Mum had only packed so many clothes for me and one set of clothes got covered in shit and the other set of clothes got covered in canal juice. So yeah, I was pretty unpopular.
They're a bit shallower than they look they are, apparently.
I was like 5 or 6, so.
Emily's stepmom and family all went on a canal holiday, and the youngest, he was like a baby, fell off the fucking canal boat into the canal. So it's his mom, Emily's stepmom, went to dive after him and hit the fucking bottom and cut all her face and all her knees and everything because it's, you know, like nearly so like waist height.
Deep.
Yeah, yeah.
Christ! Yeah. How'd you drop a baby in a canal?
Well, I don't know. Ask a desperate mother who can't sleep. I don't know.
I'll tell you next year.
There's one thing I'd always have on holidays, even though they're mainly around Halloween, but I always remember having them on like the caravan and holidays and things like that, is a toffee apple. And I had one at work the other day.
I don't think I've ever eaten one in my life.
Mate, they're as good as you remember, but also it's impossible to eat clean, like you just get shit everywhere. You got me thinking, what's your favourite childhood sweet? I don't want like a tier list now, but when you were a kid, what was your go-to?
I'll tell you what, I used to eat tons, yeah, and it's got to be the one for me just because me and the lads that I used to knock around with when we were kids just got through box after box after box of them, and that was Fireballs.
Oh, Fireballs, yeah.
You know, the little red hard balls taste of cinnamon. Remember them in the little yellow box?
They were hot. Well, hot.
Yeah, yeah, they were spicy as fuck. Yeah.
I don't actually remember them.
Do you remember them? Looked like a little pack of cards, didn't it? But
no.
Yeah.
It was full of fucking... They weren't really... Like, if you think back now, they're rock hard. You can't really chew them and enjoy them.
Yeah, I know. They weren't even nice. No. I think it was just a thing that we did. I think it was, you know, again, like, you know, young alpha male dick measuring. You know, the chimpanzees working out who's at the top of the hierarchy when we're like 8. All just trying to eat as many of these spicy cinnamon fucking balls as we could. But oh, God. Every day after school, you know, like you say, pocket money, nip in, get as many box. And then back in that day, you could get a box for about 20p, so you could get a fucking good few boxes. and then just be scranning them for the rest of the day, and then the next day go do it again.
Long, wouldn't they? Not like
you could suck one of them for a good 20 minutes.
Yeah. No, I remember going into the square. Anyone in Birmingham, like Northfield Way, or is it Cluster's Bar? No, it's Northfield, and these don't exist anymore. Don't they? The penny sweets, where you go in there with a quid and walk out with 100 sweets of your choice.
Yeah, them days are gone, mate.
Days are long gone.
What, I mean, how much are Freddo's now?
£4.
Yeah, you're going to have a mortgage for a Freddo now, aren't you?
The high school that I went to had a chippy right next to it.
Oh.
And in the chippy, first of all, you could get a cone of chips, which never made any sense to me whatsoever, why you'd serve anything in a cone.
Unless it's ice cream.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't eat the cone.
Yeah, tub every time.
Tub, yeah, 100%.
Yeah. No, I like eating the cone. But.
But you could also get the fruit salads and blackjacks, which I think at the time were like...
That's a great show.
Like 10p each or something.
5p if I remember, 2 and 5p I think.
Mm. Mm. But the one I'd want to bring back is Campinos.
Oh, they were a fucking strong choice.
What's a Campino?
It was the little...
swirly.
The little red and white swirly sweet that was like creamy, strawberry.
Mm.
If I showed you a picture of it, you'd definitely remember, yeah.
That's what you'd bring back.
Definitely. They were like 100%
individually wrapped, weren't they?
Yeah, 100% bring them back.
It's not very eco-friendly, though, is it?
I'm just going to Google Campino for you, Matt, so you can see it, and you'll remember.
Curly Wurly's strong.
Curly Wurly's strong.
They've got a lot smaller as well.
I was just going to say, they've shrunk. Outrageous. They've shrunk.
Everything's fucking shrunk, mate. I had a double-decker out of a multi-pack the other day. It looked like my thumb. It was shit.
Curly Wurly's need to be like a... ladder.
Yeah, I was going to say a ladder.
Like a,
yeah.
Like a small ladder that you could put over your shoulder. But
do you know what
it's bad about Curly Wurly's though? They're sticking your teeth for about fucking 6 hours after you get them, don't they?
I think the only thing worse than that is Wotsits.
Fucking hate Wotsits, man. I never they get do that. That. You're a cheesy crisp guy. You want a Wotsit? Do you want some Doritos? No.
You can eat a bag of Wotsits without swallowing.
Yeah, just let them fizz. Yeah, skips as well. We can do it with skips
and quavers, to be fair.
Yeah, all the cheese crisps in a cheese sandwich is right up there for me. Double cheese.
Or in soup,
yeah. Bag of skips, empty it into tomato soup, let it all just fizz and dissolve, and then eat the soup. Fucking genius.
That sounds vile.
This is obviously something Amy's told me about. This. They used to obviously have a lot of soup and crisps in there when they were kids. Because I know about this as well. I've never gone there myself, but
you want to try it.
I put crisps on a sandwich for the first time in fucking years this week. I bought some cheese and onion crisps and put them on a prawn mayo sandwich.
Oh, that sounds messy.
It was surprisingly good.
How do you rate the Walker's multi-pack in order of flavours?
Oh, this was a conversation in one of our group chats, wasn't it? The hockey sort of group chat. That got very spirited the other day.
Yeah, people get very opinionated on this sort of thing.
Oh, big time. Yeah.
So, I struggle to know what's in the multi-pack because my favourite one, I feel like you're going to be like, that's shit. My favourite is roast chicken.
Fucking hell.
It is.
We're off to a shocker straight away. I can tell you used to live in a council house, mate. Fucking hell. That is the council choice.
Have them for me Sunday dinner.
Matt, what I've learned from this conversation is that roast chicken crisps and Brexit are the two things that polarise people. Roast chicken crisps are either loved or hated.
It's a Marmite situation.
Yeah. Speaking of Marmite, I can fuck off. But yeah,
I love Marmite.
Of course you do.
I do.
I'm outnumbered by you pair of freaks here.
So what was on the... What did we decide was the list?
We decided that it was the basic flavours. So you got ready salted, cheese and onion, salt and vinegar, prawn cocktail, smoky bacon, chicken. Those are the six.
Right. It's easy. Oh, no, actually, it's not.
It's not, is it?
Difficult question.
So you're putting chicken at the top.
Chicken at the top.
That's a disgrace, but carry on.
Chicken at the top. Cheese and onion.
That's better.
Prawn cocktail.
Oh, here we go. So we're pretty aligned apart from chicken. Go on.
Prawn cocktail. I'd then probably go salt and vinegar, ready salted, and that
smoky bacon
can get in the bin. That's my...
I like the smoky bacon, but it does repeat on you for the rest of the day.
Exactly.
So that's the problem.
So
chicken, I'd put chicken and ready salted wouldn't even be on my list. I can both fuck off.
smoky bacon
at the bottom. Then
what's your top then? Cheese and onion?
Cheese and onion,
100%.
Cheese and onion, top dog. Prawn cocktail, number two.
Yeah.
I've forgotten the others now. Salt and vinegar.
Ready Salted is just what's yeah. What was those crisps that came out where you had to salt them yourself?
Oh, salt
what's
shakes.
That all about, man?
Whose fucking idea is that?
It's just not.
That was novelty when it was a fad.
Yeah, when you were at school.
Salt and shakes.
Yeah. Here's the one then. Best crisp, best pub crisp. So have him with a Guinness or a pint.
What are them, I forget the brand, but you know the jalapeno ones. It's got the bloke with the big hairdo on the back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, they're good for a pub crisp.
That's a good pub crisp.
I would say the Man Crisp flame grilled steak.
Ridged.
Deep ridged.
Yeah.
Man Crisp. Hurt your gums.
Yeah.
I like a ridged crisp because you get all the flavour trapped in the ridge, don't you?
Mm.
Yeah.
I like a cheese and onion crisp still for the pub.
There's nothing wrong with cheese and onion.
No.
I think that is the nation's favourite, I think.
And I have dipped a cheese and onion crisp in my Guinness before, which I know is disgusting, but it's surprisingly nice.
It sounds fucking disgusting. What do you mean? It's surprisingly nice.
You're looking at me like
so what, you just sat there in the pub, dipping your fucking...
Not like a lot, but I did a couple when I was in the pub and I was like...
How many pints did you add prior to this?
Few.
Gee, Christ, this is shocking.
I've got a little bit of an issue with dippers anyway. Drinks. You can't dip something in a
Have
drink.
Have you ever dipped a Mackey's chip in a strawberry milkshake?
No.
Don't fucking start me on this. Because
it's mega.
For a brief time, about a million years ago, I don't even know if I went out with her. I don't even think it counts. But I was knocking around with this bird who used to dip chips in one Fanta.
In Fanta?
And then when she'd had enough of that, she would dip it in McFlurries and... just fucking all sorts. And she used to be the one that would collect everyone's gherkins. Oh, give me your gherkins. Oh, I'll have them. And the final straw, was we went to a supermarket to get some snacks. And this is all with the space of a few days. It wasn't even a thing. I don't even think it counts. But we went to the supermarket to get some snacks. I got something like a bag of crisps because I'm a normal person. She went to the fish counter and got raw salmon.
For a snack?
Thin sliced raw salmon. And just fucking ate it. Just peeled the pack. We come out the shop. We're walking across the car park under the tunnel thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Just scranning it. Straight out the pack, raw salmon. I went,
that's awful.
This ain't working out for me, love. You've gone too fucking far now.
You were in for a minute, love, but now.
You've fucking blown it with the salmon.
By the sounds of it, knowing the geography of like where you live and stuff, you went on one date with this girl and you started at the top of the hill at the fast food chain, found out that she dipped chips in Fanta, rolled down the hill to the shop,
yeah,
and then the relationship was over.
I think you're about right, mate. It wasn't even a relationship. It was just a one day fad for her. Found out she was...
I don't want to be put in the same category as her because I like dipping chips in milkshake. Well, I don't do it.
Sorry,
I've
but you're
done
in
it
the
before.
Category.
Fair. I wouldn't eat shitty bits of salmon on the way home.
Oh, makes my skin crawl now. Yeah.
Your choice of women, mate?
Well, I didn't choose her. It's the bottom line.
So a returning feature, we've skipped it, the last one, didn't we, after the fiasco of deciding on rules and...
being too pissed and forgetting to ask the question to the guest, is that what you mean?
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's exactly what I mean. we've kind of nailed it at luxury item, haven't we? What would your... 5 bunker items be? End of the world.
Okay. I have given this some thought, actually.
So just sorry to interrupt, but are we going for the same? Food and drinks are already down in the nuclear bunker. All that survival shit's
taken
care of.
Drop the survival shit, like you and me with the axes and the knives and the
guns. We don't need that. It's just luxury items.
Happy life, yeah.
Okay.
Just for clarity, though, I do need to know, am I in this bunker alone?
For the sake of
my wife and potential one day child with me.
No.
I'm on my own.
I think you're on your own.
Because that
they are
affect.
Safe, though, just so you know. That you know they're safe.
That's
but
good.
But you're on your own.
Okay, that's good. That means I won't need headphones then. Because that was going to be one of them. And
just in case you're worried, me and Harvey are also safe.
Okay, good. And what's the broadband situation?
That's a very good point. There's no broadband. No.
But... can I have that as one of my luxury items?
Oh, I'm sorry, I don't think you can.
Matt, you're the rule master on this.
No, I think you've got to think situational. The world's gone to shit. You're lucky to have power, mate. So you've got power, everything you need to live down there, and a little filter so you don't die of what's going on outside, and that's your lot.
Because what I take issue with this question, Matt, is that I am a very, very simple man.
I would struggle without internet. I'm with you.
But I can't really get that excited about taking much down there with me, really, is what I'm kind of getting at. I will probably struggle to get to 5.
How dull. He must, I imagine
I really don't need a lot.
Staring at a corner. Like,
I think his luxury item number one is going to be cereal dispenser.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Well, scales, obviously.
Yeah. Okay, well, we got one. Yeah. Scales.
But
there's no,
I suppose,
internet, I'm sorry.
I'd probably want, in our kitchen, we've got a sort of meal planner for the week. You know, Monday through to Sunday.
Nice.
So if food is sorted in the bunker, I'm still going to need to know, you know, when's best to eat the fresh stuff, plan the meals wisely. So I'd probably take that board with me.
Perfect.
So make sure. So luxury item number one is a small whiteboard.
A whiteboard.
To plan your weekly meals
now,
on.
And to doodle on if for entertainment.
There's no doodling going on.
Oh, okay.
Probably whiteboard over blackboard. I'm thinking pens would be better than chalk. If you know, if this doomsday is going to last a while.
Yeah.
Although, I don't know, chalk. Does chalk last ages? It snaps a lot, doesn't it? It's not very practical.
I'll give you pens with the board as well. You can have them as well.
Pens dry out.
Yeah.
So you're right, though. You're definitely going to keep the lids on the pens, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's like Monica off Friends. He ain't letting shit dry out.
That is aid. Monica.
I don't get that show either.
Yeah. That's another thing.
That's another thing
it?
I don't get. Yeah.
I'm all off over it now. I was a big pushing it when I for a while, but I've watched it 85 million times through and I'm, yeah.
I'm not into that Friends much, to be honest. I know that's a very unpopular opinion, isn't it? I think it's all right, is where I stand on it. It's all right.
So the box set's not going down with you then?
No. I'd obviously take 24 with me so that I could watch that.
Yeah, when you finally get reunited with your mate, you can actually say,
"Yeah,
okay, that's two.
That's, you know, tick that off the list." Done that one.
Good deed of the day.
Yeah. After that, I'd need a bed.
I'm going to give you a bed.
I need a bed, proper bed.
Oh, you want to bring
camping.
A luxury bed?
So is that going to be in there anyway, Matt? Or
what do you think? I think the sleeping situation, but if you want like a nice memory foam, you're cushy, that's a choice, I think.
Okay, well, that's what I need. Okay,
I'll let you have all the bedding and everything with that as well.
So you can't be dealing with like a little survival camping bed.
Nope.
It's got to be a proper job.
Yeah.
King size.
Yeah.
Squishy.
Yeah.
Are you a firm mattress or a soft mattress?
No, firm mattress.
I'm a firm mattress.
Firm mattress. Yeah. Couple of pillows.
Well, here's a funny story. I always thought I was a firm mattress guy, right? If you'd have asked me, I'd have said I'm team firm,
So
when I bought my last bed, I went down to one of the local bed shops and they've got the bed computer. Have you ever been on one of these?
No.
No, I want to.
So it's a bed that it's like a robot bed.
Sorry.
You go with the sales attendant and you stand there and they go, right, they take your information off you, so they take like your height, your weight, all this sort of stuff. And then so she's asking me these questions. What's your name? It's Dan. Height, weight, blah blah blah. The next question she asked me, which I thought was interesting, was, do you have a sleeping partner? Which I thought is a strange question.
Yeah, how does that affect your choice of mattress?
Well it is, isn't it? Are you buying a bed just for yourself to sleep in, or have you got your missus?
Because you might want one of those ones where it doesn't move when you move.
So. Yeah. If you've, you know, they're sorting you out with the ideal mattress, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Is the goal. So they need to know this information. Okay. So do you have a sleeping partner? Well, I thought that was funny.
She doesn't know what team.
Because it's quite an, well, I'm getting to this, right?
Yeah.
So that's quite an ambiguous question. Like, not do you have a girlfriend or anything like that? Do you have a sleeping, well, is that just someone that you bring over to shag, or is that a sleeping partner?
Do you still cuddle your mom?
It's just a strange phrase. Could be, yeah. It could be anything.
Yeah.
I mean, that is definitely from like the company handbook. How can we not offend anybody?
Yeah.
Let's ask them if they've got a sleeping partner.
Let's make zero assumptions.
So that made me laugh. And I said, yes, I've got a sleeping partner. And they're putting all the information into the computer. And she goes, right, just for your printout thing, what's the name of your sleeping partner? And I saw a perfect opportunity here, because I'd obviously just told them that my name was Dan. My girlfriend's called Danielle.
Yeah.
So I just went, it's Dan. And you should have seen her face, right? You could see the sales attendant face trying to figure it out. Oh God, is he gay? Oh, I don't want to ask. And you could see her brain short circulating as she started to like type it into the computer. And I let her marinate in it for a good sort of 8 seconds. And then I went, yeah, that's short for Danielle. And then she just laughed. Okay. But yeah, it was funny. But yeah, the robot bed's sick because you lie on it and it sort of and sort of inflates and deflates and rolls around. She goes, is that comfy?
So you've got to sit there in front of her and go,
no,
and have a little move around.
Just lie on the bed and it just like takes some fucking measurement of
it's got to be awkward as fuck though, that is.
Are you in your PJs?
Yeah. They've told him, don't sleep for 6 hours before coming to your appointment. Come in your jammers.
Well, I normally sleep in my birthday suit, so I just kitted off, you know, I was there, Billy Bollocks, yeah, in the middle of the department store. Oh, and getting measured. Yeah. And anyway, it came out, what the computer spat out at the end was, you need a soft bed, not a firm bed.
You're a big guy. I was thinking
I'm quite a big dude. I need a firm bed so my back's not like in the bed. Mate, the robot computer done bits because I stuck to what it said. I followed the rules like, you know, you would have done aid.
Well done.
Mm-hmm. And spot on. It's fucking really? Dank. Yeah, my bed is the goat.
I feel like I need a change. I've gone for a firm mattress. But I've got to the stage now where I feel like I'm just lying on it, not in it.
Mate.
Like, I feel like I need to soften
you
up.
And Emily, go down the bed shop, get on the robot computer.
I made a money. I bought one 7 years ago.
Well, the trying on the computer is free.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fair.
But you can obviously go and do that. It'll tell you what sort of bed you need, and then you can go shopping.
I think me and Age should do it together and convince them that we are each of a sleeping partner.
Yeah.
So we can both experience this.
Okay.
Sweet.
I'm generally quite available. Okay. There's not much going on at the moment.
Yeah, it's real good. Three lads go bed shopping together.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think that's ever happened in the world ever? I don't think so.
No, I don't think it has. We should video it. So, bed. You've got that then?
So, bed. I would take a barbell and some weights with me because, as you can tell, I'm
keep
a,
on
I'm
that a, strict gym regime keen, you've been following.
You're looking swole.
Thank you.
Do you even lift, bro?
I can.
I can and I have in the past.
I've
lifted 140 grams of milk.
How is your home gym coming on? Because it's been under construction for a couple of years, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's home gym, aka garage. We've got barbell, dumbbells, soft flooring.
Oh, you've gone big.
Yeah, well, soft flooring in a little bit area.
Like four tiles.
2 square meters. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then after that, it's tumble dryer, alcohol, shelving.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you know, you can do a lot with a barbell, can't you?
Yeah.
And taking thought from one of your earlier episodes where you were talking about what weapons you were going to have, that would probably just be my weapon.
As what?
You know, if I was in danger, I'd just swing one of them at someone.
Barbell spear.
Yeah.
Nice little blunt.
Mm.
Blunt level 99.
Blunt force trauma. Yeah.
Nice.
So what have we got then? Hang on, let's just recap.
Yeah.
Whiteboard to write your meals on. Comfy bed.
Yeah.
Scales. Were we having scales?
Do you want
as well?
Scales? I feel like you'd be lost without scales.
I think that's quite important.
I think you should have scales.
Mm.
Yeah, because you've got to keep your mental health intact in the bunker. And if you're just like freestyling your cornflakes, you're going to lose your fucking mind, aren't you? So
yeah,
scales, comfy bed, whiteboard to write your food on.
Mm.
Barbell.
Exercise equipment, we'll call it. Yeah.
Yeah.
One more.
Oh, I love how when we ask people this, it's like it's actually going to happen and they really want to get it right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if lockdown was like the practice of this.
That's a good point, actually. Yeah, yeah.
Then I went back to playing the PlayStation, I guess.
Even for offline play?
I'm not connected to online play. Wow. I'm one of these
recluse.
I'm the worst gamer that any the world has ever seen. I've got a PS4, and I'm still playing F1 2017 because I still got the new version.
That's a good choice. That's good entertainment.
Plus, when you put a career on that's like 10 seasons, how the hell are you supposed to finish that?
Well,
do you know what I mean?
When the world ends, yeah.
So,
well, you'll have plenty of time to play it.
But yeah.
That's a good list.
In general, in that situation, if the world was ending, I wouldn't be that useful, would I really?
You stay
do you know
in the
what
bunker.
I mean? I'd just, yeah, just sit and hide until...
Do you believe your survival skills are lacking then? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I said earlier, I hate camping, which is the kind of the first sign of being interested in surviving in, you know, hate it. Can't stand that.
Not even a nice glamping, nothing, any form of camping.
What, glamping as in like motorhome?
No, is it?
Caravan.
Is it really like a nice little caravan?
Posh shed.
A posh shed, basically. It's a nice.
Posh shed is better than tent. And that's it.
But it's a lot worse than a nice hotel.
Yeah, a lot worse than a nice hotel.
Mm. I don't think you cut out for it, mate. To be honest, because you know, you've said you hate DIY, you hate camping.
Yeah.
That's kind of too.
You can't eat food that isn't weighed out.
Exactly. No. He's going to be trying to cut into like a, you know, horse carcass that he's found on the barren wasteland, and he'll be going, oh, I don't know how much to eat. I can't weigh it.
Yeah. Oh. I need to weigh the whole thing and then divide it by its body mass. So, yeah, you're going to stay in the bunker then.
Yeah, sorry, it's a pretty poor list, but yeah.
It's consistent, and I think it's a good list.
I think it's a great list, yeah. It's very you. It's a very you list.
Thank you.
I'd say that was a compliment.
I'm glad I didn't let you down.
Well, there you go.
Can I do just say, I know you've probably been looking at the stats of the podcast, and I know you had a thing about foreign countries and all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. I found out yesterday that one of our friends listens to this podcast in the bath.
So really?
Can I give them a shout out by name?
Definitely want to know who that is.
Okay. Yeah. Well, shout out to Leanne, our very good friend who listens to the podcast in the bath.
And get in touch. Do you have a rubber ducky?
We've got two rubber duckies in our bathroom that we were given for our wedding. Man and wife rubber ducky.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, well, I will say, while you're talking about statistics, I looked, we've now got, I think, nearly 30 people who have listened in America.
Really?
Yeah, nearly 30 people. And we've got about 500 listeners. So we're basically...
fucking rock stars, mate.
Killing it, mate. Yeah. Come at me.
Well done.
Yeah. Thank you. Mm.
That's it, then. Can I also ask people to stop trying to hack things? Because that's really starting to irritate me as well.
If all the hacking could just stop.
Yeah.
You know, grow up.
You know how Facebook has that thing of kind of suggesting videos that you've obviously watched something before and then it kind of suggests things. So at some point, I've obviously started going through 5 ways to hack this, or, you know, 10 ways of...
like life hacking.
Life hacking, yeah. And now these videos come up on my newsfeed all the time. So this is just putting it out there to everybody. Please stop hacking, because they're an absolute, half of them are an absolute outrage.
They're
waste
shocking,
of time.
Aren't you?
I saw a TV show with Alison Hammond on the other day where she hacked. She said that we were using colanders wrong, and that you shouldn't pour your pasta into a colander. You should hold the colander in the saucepan and then turn it upside down to drain it that way.
It's not made that way.
That's not a hack. And also...
that's making more of a ball ache.
Yeah.
Yeah, and more dangerous, covering yourself in boiling water as well. And then she also turned a pair of leggings, which you're going to throw away, into a top. Which, again, that's not a hack, so please don't do it. Just buy a top.
That is just nonsense.
I can... second that motion. Please stop hacking
everyone,
stuff.
Yeah.
Stop life hacking. I will that say
reminds,
that. Well,
that reminds me of when people say to me, did you know we've been eating bananas wrong the whole time? Because monkeys eat them upside down. I'm sorry, it's a fucking monkey. I'm pretty sure I know how to eat a banana better than a fucking monkey.
Oh, I don't know.
What
they're
is
pretty,
that?
Pretty good at eating
bananas.
But
it's like his life. Did you know you can open it upside down? Because they do. It's harder to open it upside down. It's got a nice convenient little handle that you just pull back. Stop doing that as well. Can I add that onto that as like a little caveat?
The worst one I saw was, it was like a parenting hacks.
Oh, and well, you're going to need,
watching
you're gonna
these,
need some
you?
Of these, yeah. You're
and
gonna need
it, new dad hacks.
Yeah, and it was saying, if you're struggling to get your child to brush their teeth for 2 minutes, get these two little pots, pour some sand into the pot, fix the two pots together with a hole in, and measure how long it takes for the sand to drop through. Adjust the amount of sand in said pot until it takes 2 minutes. And then they can turn it over when they brush the teeth. And I thought, yeah, or you could buy a egg timer or any other timing receptacle.
Yeah.
And remember rather than wasting all of that time making
a shit egg timer.
Yeah. Out of pots that you haven't even got anyway. So you'd have to go and buy them. Sand. Who has spare sand in your house? That's not a hack if you have to go out and buy a bag of sand.
That's not a hack. No. If you've got to go and get stuff for the hack, it's not a hack. No. It's just more of a ball like.
And everybody has, I don't know, a timer on their phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that going to, if your kid's being a little shit and doesn't want to brush his teeth, do you really think some fucking egg timer is going to get him to do it as well?
No.
It's called a clip.
Everyone stop it.
Good clip round here.
Yeah, it's called sorted out. Brush your fucking teeth. Yeah. Why? Because I told you to brush your teeth. That's why.
Don't ever have kids, Matt.
Didn't do him any harm.
Debatable.
Yeah, man.
Thank you. I just wanted to get that out there.
No, I fully agree with you. I mean, it's a great point.
It's irritating me.
You see all these things they put together, some of them. They've always included hot glue, a lot of them, aren't they?
Yeah, glue guns.
Who the fuck's just got... Oh, we've all got a glue gun.
We all use glue guns in school, right? In DT. And then glue guns disappeared off the face of the earth for 20 years. Yeah. And now all of a sudden they're back in hack videos.
Yeah.
I like that.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, I'm over that as well.
Fucking glue guns.
Should we have some rum now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we've left the rum to the end of this podcast rather than the start.
Yeah, so what
we're
is...
We're drinking... I've forgotten the word. Beer. I don't know what happened then. I just looked at it and my brain froze.
We can say what it is because I really like it. We're drinking Bud and Bud Light.
Yeah, King of Beers.
King of Beers.
No. Mm. Yeah, I did get that right. Mm. Come on then, what rum have we got? Let's have a look.
Have you brought the rum today? Oh.
It's a spiced one. I'm sorry, there's not much left. I was convinced when I went to get that bottle earlier that there was at least...
That you were less of an alcoholic.
I'm not... Yeah, but again, lockdown surprised me because I really didn't drink at all, which I know goes against the rule here, but I really didn't drink.
We went the other way, didn't we, Matt? Mm.
I've never been so pissed and spoke to you so much in my life.
Yeah, we really put some hours in together.
Yeah,
this is a... The reason this bottle is empty is because we gave it a good drumming last time we were at your house, I think, didn't we, Aide?
Yeah.
But, it's authentic Caribbean rum, flavours and spices, superior smooth.
Oh,
very nice. I can vouch for this one, Matt. It's very nice.
Let's get on it.
Let's get on it, yeah. Fuck it, go on then.
I would recommend lemonade. Coke, by the way.
I'm rum and Coke all day.
Are you?
I'd be a Coke guy. If I'm not a rum drinker, but if I was to go rum,
I have both options there.
You know.
Tip it in. We got an alternative here as well.
No, I don't. Hold on, where's AIDS?
We've got plenty.
Are you going to go on?
You on that?
Yeah.
Right, fuck it.
Finish it off.
I can smell it.
This is the part of the podcast where you listen to us make our drinks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Enjoy this in the bath, Leanne.
What a revelation. No, I can't believe that.
I know.
In fact, Leanne, whilst you're listening in the bath, can you, when you get out of the bath, can you, going back to previous episodes, can you get in touch and let us know when you get out of the bath? Do you talc your vagina or not?
Yeah.
Because Matt would like to know.
I would. I feel like it's a lot more innocent when you said tuppence. Yeah. It sounds a lot nicer and less
sounded
crude.
Quite vicious.
It was
then,
quite aggressive, actually.
It was,
aggressive, that's the word.
You talc your vagina, love. You can't have that. Yeah.
So start that again and say...
No, I'm leaving it as it is. I think that's fantastic. The real Daniel.
What else is annoying on the internet, on Facebook?
First of all, on the subject, I want to ask, do you talc? Have you ever talc? I can't imagine you're a talc guy. I imagine your balls and penis are in a perfect condition and, you know, very militant.
Do you want to go into this?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
100% do.
Okay. As a general rule, no, I don't talc. However, I do think that there is a benefit of using talc on your feet.
Never done that.
Oh, this is interesting.
Mm. Never done that.
Just, it's for me, it's a very sweaty area.
Oh.
You're
one of them.
Mm.
Wet foot.
I'll come in, but do you mind if I don't take my shoes off? You're one of them.
No, I'm happy to take my shoes off. But yeah, if there was one area that I think would benefit from talc, for me,
would be the feet.
Mm.
Well, you're still on board. I like it.
Mm.
You need to try it out, then. Try talking your feet. Man. Although, if you talk your feet, surely you're just going to leave white footprints everywhere, like when Santa comes down the chimney at Christmas.
I imagine he put socks on afterwards.
Yeah. Oh, I hate being barefoot.
Mate, you got to get that underfloor heating life. You'll convert. Trust me.
I would quite like underfloor heating.
It's a different. You take your slippers off for a bit of.
Oh, you're a slippers man, aren't you?
Yeah, big time.
XL slipper man.
I was only recently a slipper man because the new house has got hard floor, which I'm normally a carpet guy. But then, yeah, when you get that underfloor heating on.
Have you got underfloor heating in your house? Of course you have, yeah.
Throughout, mate, ensuites as well.
His new house is the bollocks, mate. I've seen it.
Oh, you've seen it for the first time, didn't you?
Wooden floor in the living room as well?
No, it's all tiled.
Oh, it's all tiled. The whole,
okay. It's like wood effect tiled all the way through.
Okay.
And then, yeah. Well, here's something I want to moan about. They have to put anti-slip tiles down in your bathroom. Ooh. If you have them as an extra. Have you tried cleaning anti-slip? It's like mopping sandpaper. It's fucking dumb. It doesn't work. It's stupid. Get rid of it. Don't do it anymore. That's what I'd like to say.
Would you rather slip and break your neck?
I'd rather, well, no, because I'm not a fucking idiot. I just
you say that. I think slipping in the shower is like the number one household injury. I think it's very common.
And it's called natural selection.
I can't wait till you stack it in the shower now. I'm going to rub it in your face. I've nearly slipped in the shower a couple of times. It's usually when my fucking sister conditions her hair and doesn't rinse the bath.
Oh, I hate that.
So you go in there, it's like a fucking ice rink. Lethal. So, fuck you, Nix.
Does she listen?
Yeah, but... It's annoyed me thinking about it, so talk about something else.
Okay. Well, I had a funny incident, actually. I met a really nice... You know, everyone gives young people a lot of stick these days, and rightfully so sometimes, blah, blah, blah. Like any generation always gives the younger generation a bit of stick. Oh, no, no, fucking know the board, blah, blah, blah. We had this young kid, won't say his name, come into work to register to be, obviously, put out to work. And fair play to him, he walked for over 2.5 hours in the rain to come in to get registered. And then he went to leave, and he was going to walk another 2.5 hours home. And I was like, oh, feel really bad. I've got to give him a lift back. I gave him a lift to the train station. Obviously, he sat in the back with a mask on. I was in the front with a mask on, so we followed the rules. But my highlight was the fact that somehow we got talking about Donald Trump, as a lot of our conversations tend to go that way. And he referred to him as, bear in mind, this guy's just come to me for an interview. And he sat in the back of the car and he goes, yeah, Donald Trump, I think he's a bit of a fucking dildo. And this guy, I was like... Fucking legend.
Did you see the clip of the journalist who asked Trump who he voted for recently? Because he submitted his vote early, like the rest of America, seemingly. Yeah. And this journalist, as he walked out to greet the media, sort of said, oh, you know, who did you vote for? And there's just this brilliant clip of him going, I voted for this guy called Trump. And you just thought, you know that he's loved every second of doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
Going in the booth, seeing his name on the paper, ticking the box, putting it in. He's loved every little minute of that, hasn't he?
Yeah.
I voted for this guy. He's probably the best guy I've ever known. I voted for this guy called Trump.
Yeah.
Do you think he'll come back in?
Do you know what? Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yeah. And I think it's quite interesting. There was this video that I saw that was saying how many Americans are actually going to decide this election. Because I suppose it's a bit like in this country, but more extreme. There are certain states that are always red or always blue.
Yeah, yeah.
So you kind of take them out of the equation and that leaves
you. Yeah, they're not the divided states, are
they? No,
yeah.
I think there's only about 7 states that swing. So out of all the Americans in the country, that's not really that many.
No.
And then out of them 7 states, a load of them won't vote. So that gets rid of another load.
Right. So, yeah, when you boil it down.
And then out of that as well, the ones that do vote, there will still be some that always vote one way.
Yeah.
So the percentage of the population actually that could swing this election is tiny, isn't it, really?
No, I've thought about it that way, to be fair. That's a good point, yeah.
It's interesting.
I mean, that's probably the same for any election, to be fair. But yeah, I thought it was quite...
I just don't understand how... I mean, I understand that that's the case. I don't understand how... At this point, you haven't made your mind up. I don't understand how, at this point, a rally or coming to your local constituency to do a talk is going to be what's going to swing you. I think you kind of know if you can relate to somebody or if you can vote for them or not very early on. Well, I think that anyway. I don't understand how you can not know yet.
For me, at the last one that we had here,
fucking couldn't make my mind up. I was torn right up until the day.
Because really?
They're all cunts.
Okay, well, which one is less of a cunt? That's all you're deciding on, not which one you like.
I'm fairly fixed, to be fair, so it wasn't too difficult for me. But the harder one for me was the Brexit vote. Because I was kind of like, the only reason I voted the way I did was because I sort of thought, well, why change? So, remain.
I didn't vote on the Brexit election. And I feel like a lot of people should have took my stance because they're too, you know, proud to admit that they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Because I wasn't into politics much and, you know, started reading up, you know, seeing what's going on, obviously, for the Brexit vote. And, you know, should we leave? Should we stay? And I decided at the time it would be irresponsible of me to go and put leave or stay on a freaking piece of paper when I don't fully understand whether or not I want to or not. And these people are going out there voting because their fucking mate told them to, or, you know.
That's quite a mature response, so I don't know enough about this.
I literally said,
not many would do that.
No. Yeah, so I didn't know. I went with Emily and her mum and they voted and I said, I'm not going to because it's dumb. Imagine if you sweep your the small percentage that swing it and you've all just gone, because I fucking hate the French. You know, like, I want to know why first, so... You know, I don't want to base my vote on the side of a bus, basically. So I didn't vote, but you were remain? You don't have to answer.
Yeah, I was a remainer. Yeah. Similar logic, though, in the sense that I thought, well...
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, why change it?
Yeah.
I didn't know enough about what was going to, you know, what benefit it was going to be out of the union, so...
I think one of the biggest shames about Brexit is there's a possibility that... We're big fans of the show, the Scottish. They've given bigger argument to leave us now, haven't they? There's another push for that.
I don't think it'll be too long before there'll be another Scottish vote.
Referendum.
I don't think there should be another one straight away, but pour your drink. It's fine.
Was that too loud?
No, but while we're talking about drink, I'd like to say this is actually quite nice.
It's very nice. Yeah, it's a good one, isn't it? Very vanilla-y.
Mm. I'd say so.
I could do with a new tag buddy for, you know, so I've got an interest in orchestras.
Sorry.
But, that's so fucking random.
What the fuck?
No. What I'm saying is not like classical orchestra, but orchestras that do a different take on...
So you like the Game of Thrones theme tune?
I love the F1 music, you know, the music when they finish the race and they're going up to the...
Yeah.
That's all great. And that's done all
the good. Champagne!
But I need to find somebody who will tag me in videos of cool orchestra versions of songs.
Oh, well, so, right. You're talking to the right man here because I've got a peach for you.
Oh.
You know, you might not know, but obviously... You might be aware, because I've been a couple of times to the Outlook Festival in Croatia.
Yeah.
Which is a sort of celebration of sound system culture. It's like reggae, dubstep, all sorts, really. Mm. All sorts of genres. There's a orchestra called the Outlook Orchestra. And they do orchestral, is that a word?
Yeah, it doesn't sound right when you say it.
It sounds nice, though.
Mm. Well, I'm going to go for it. Yeah. Do orchestral renditions of, like, popular reggae songs and all this. And it's fucking sick. Okay. I actually wanted to go. I saw them, like, they do a couple of live concerts. And one of the times that they put tickets out, me and a few of us were talking about going, but we never went. But I think that would be great to go to. But, yeah, I'll send you some of that shit, mate, because it's class.
Great. This has been well worth it. There's another one called Prime Orchestra. I think they're Russian.
Ooh.
And they are brilliant. I imagine
it's having an aggressive twist to it being Russian.
They've done a great medley of Prodigy songs.
Oh,
well, there you go.
I'm that searching this, mate, at the moment. This podcast's over.
Yeah, it's awesome. It is.
Oh, I'm up for having a look at that.
Yeah, any shit like that, send it me, mate.
Okay, good. Good.
Do you have any, like, tag buddies on Facebook? They always tag each other in stuff. Mine's, like, emotional gaming trailers that we used to like as kids. I think I tag you in every now and then.
Yeah.
Anything to do with The Last of Us, I'll tag you in it.
Yeah.
But
I only ever tend to tag, well, Andy Billingham, who's been mentioned on this podcast a couple of times. I tag him in anything that's like tag a short mate or tag a, you know, tag a mate who can't reach the whatever. That's all Andy Billingham. And then
shout out.
The other thing is probably WWE stuff from like the early noughties.
Really? God, I've really been a fan of that since I was a kid. Are you still?
Yeah, still have a bit of a tag along with
I
that
imagine
sort of
you've
stuff.
Got a bit of a
yeah well we do a yeah, bit yeah. of WWE yeah, tagging exactly, between yeah. me and Aid
I
yeah.
thought you were going to say a bit of WWE like you two meet up
yeah we do yeah like... he's got one hell of a choke slam on him.
I'll tell you what we did, which was a cracking night, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I thought it was going to be a good night, but it ended up being a fantastic night.
Yeah,
because we got a few the wives and girlfriends, the wags, were out somewhere.
Yeah,
so about was it four or five lads, we all got together around one of our mates' house. We got an old...
it was WrestleMania.
WrestleMania, that's the word I'm after. We got an old WrestleMania from, what year was it? 2002, something like that?
It was early, wasn't it? Yeah.
It was...
Well, like a PlayStation game?
No. Like...
The pay-per-view.
The pay-per-view.
From back then.
Because, oh, wow. Because our mate had got like signed up to something where...
Was it WWE Network he'd got?
Something like that. Some sort
that's
of...
Some
subscription that was a couple of quid a month and he'd got it and you've got like the entire catalogue of old... wrestling programs. So we went round, we got in, WrestleMania, I think it was like 2002 or something. We all sat around there, couple of quid in, and it was betting on who was going to win in each match and also how long the match would be, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And brilliant. It was like a couple of quid in, you know, winner takes all. It was just like a gambling night and it was fucking class.
It was great as well.
That sounds absolutely
laugh,
mega.
Didn't it?
Yeah, it was really, really good.
That sounds mega.
Yeah. You'd be up for that, Matt.
I'd be up for doing the similar sort of thing on old reruns of Robot Wars.
Oh, well. In fact, that got brought up, didn't
it? That is what our mate Carl, who put together the wrestling one, has been talking about doing that for the next one, Robot Wars.
I don't know, Carl, but can I come, please?
Of course you can.
Do you know, I will bring pound coins. I'll have change.
Because it actually started, even before that, we had a gambling night. Oh. If it was all day.
It was all a gambling day, and it was class.
Wacky Races.
Oh, that's... That's fucking it was, mega.
It was brilliant.
That was so mega. Good,
yeah. Because we put a quid in, didn't we?
And I drew do it out. Now.
We put all the characters in a hat and just drew one each of who would win.
Yeah.
And so then if your bloke won, it would be...
That's right up my street. Whatever.
But we had other rules going on, didn't we? There was like other drinking rules.
Oh, we were pissed by the end of that.
Yeah. So there was a good few of us. There was about 10 of us.
Yeah.
The hockey lads and then the hockey girls as well. We did all day. We did the entire... catalogue of Wacky Races from episode one to whatever the last episode was.
That was
back
all
to
about
back
that.
All day.
That was when our mate Carl lived in the fire station at Studley. The old fire station building.
So he used to
it was mad.
Yeah. He used to live in
had it been done properly or you just lived in the old
No, it was a fire station still.
Yeah.
How did he manage to
there was no part that? Of it that was very like homely, was it? It was really unique
and it was the perfect house for a party.
Oh, 100%.
Sounds like it. Yeah.
Because, like, first of all, there was nothing around it, so there wasn't any immediate neighbours you were going to piss off. And then it was just a fire station, wasn't it? So there was like a big kitchen cum lounge area that was all just vinyl floored with like, you know, the vinyl curled up the wall a little bit like a skirting.
Yeah.
Football ground toilet.
Yeah, it was massive, wasn't it? There was a pool. They had a pool table, didn't they? Full size pool table.
So what? Yeah. What's the situation there? Did he buy it or
no? They're just renting it. So it was an old fire station. The fire brigade fucked off, and they just rented it as somewhere you could live.
I think it's been knocked down now.
Oh, yeah, I think they moved out because it was getting bored.
What a great place to own.
It was great for parties,
wouldn't it?
The toilet was like they had urinals
in your house. That's mega.
The showers were just these great big walk-in showers.
It was
weren't
a wet room, wasn't it?
It was like a wet room. Yeah, like a big massive shower,
which was great for throwing up in. Because just mop it all.
Oh yeah, Andy Billers,
who just let it happen. Don't aim. Just
Andy Billers, who we just mentioned, chucked up everywhere at that Wacky Races party, and it didn't matter because it was all just vinyl floor. Just mopped it up in about 15 seconds. It was great.
That sounds mega. I've just thought of another one.
Go on.
Guessing who the bad guy is in old runs of Scooby Doo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good one.
That'd be a good one.
Put that on the list.
Yeah,
but definitely the Robot Wars one on. Beyond game for that.
Oh, yeah. If you're pulling like Razor or Hypnodisc or Chaos 2 out of the hat, you're fucking laughing, aren't you?
Hypnodisc, you just win. That's it.
Yeah.
That was such a good show.
It was top draw, wasn't it?
Now, I've seen like highlights on YouTube. I don't think it's Robot Wars anymore. It might be. But they have fucking drones and stuff. So they can like have the robot and they deploy a drone that's got flamethrowers on it.
That's ace.
That's nuts.
Yeah, and the one, absolutely ridiculous. He's talking, you know, the flipper robots.
Yeah.
They masking taped a rake to the flipper because one of them had a drone and knocked the fucking thing at the sky. I swear to God, swatted.
Swatted
this
fire
breathing drone. He just went, blah, 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 just fucking, blah, 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 and just then banged it on the floor and just shred it up into 1,000 pieces.
That's
was
insane.
MVP move that was. But yeah.
What route would you have gone down if you were. In classic Robot Wars time, what route would you have gone down in terms of weapons?
I even drew this as a kid. Mine was a little like hexagon, right?
Okay.
Don't laugh at my design. Okay. I haven't even fucking finished it yet. It's a little hexagon. It's flat on the top, flat on the bottom. It's got wheels on the top as well in case you go upside down. And literally the blade just runs all the way through it and you've just got a big... I don't know, 16-inch, imagine a 16-inch saw, like disc saw that just spins. You can't be touched. You just you are a blade.
So you've got 360 coverage
360 bladeage, yeah. And a big fuck off arrow so you know which way you're going. Job done. Come at me. Flip me all you want. You're getting disced.
That's a good shout.
What about you?
I think flipper. It was the ones where they used to flip them out the arena. Yeah, that was, you know, get them. Get him in the corner. Well, not in the corner, because then you'd be taken over by, what was his name?
Sir Killalot. The main man.
Just pick you up and dump you in the hole in the floor. Okay, who was your favourite house robot then?
Sir Killalot.
Yeah, legend, wasn't
it? All day.
Do you remember when they brought in Refbot?
Oh, yeah. What pathetic.
It was.
Shit, great.
Yeah. He looked cool, but he was just pointless.
That's the only time that you don't need rules.
Yeah, it's a fucking Robot Wars. Yeah.
I've still got all the Robot Wars figures.
I had them
upstairs, which I'm going to retire on them one day.
Brilliant.
I remember the day I've been... Do you remember as a kid when you go through that phase where you think...
I've outgrown these.
Yeah, yeah, have a moment and you think this room needs to be a little bit more like a teenager's and less like a five-year-old's. And a lot of shit got binned and my Robot Wars figures got binned. And who was the one, the house robot? He literally had just one... Axe.
Shunt.
Is it Shunt?
Yeah.
I had one of him and he was mega.
Got them all, mate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have to get them out as props for the podcast next
week. That's a good shout, yeah. Mm. Good shout.
Which robot?
Do it.
I've got plenty, mate, so it keeps going for a few weeks.
I will say, I think, speaking of classic 90s TV, favourite Cartoon Network programme? Mine's got to be Ed, Ed and Eddie. Ed and Eddie.
For me, there's only one clear winner and it's Johnny Bravo.
It's because you look like him, that's why.
I've modelled my entire life on him, to be honest. That's
fair. Dexter's Lab was a good one.
Dexter's Lab was top drawer, yeah.
Mm. Your sister was a fucking Norse. She needed a clip sheeted.
Oh, DD.
Yeah, DD. Still remember the song.
Phineas and Ferb was a good one as well. No, that was a little bit later on, but that was a good one.
Yeah, it was okay.
You want a glass of water, bury the platypus?
Oh, remember that? Shit, yeah.
What was your favourite Cartoon Network?
I wasn't treated to this with my just channels 1 to 5 as a kid.
My cable was like £3 a month. It was before Sky.
I used to watch Lassie. Never mind bleeding. Cartoon Network. Highbrow programmes like Lassie.
Not Nickelodeon. Never used to watch any of that.
No, mate. I did.
Oh, Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Oh, yeah, that was good back in the day, wasn't it?
My sister used to like it. We used to fight over the controller. She wanted Nickelodeon. I wanted Cartoon Network on. She was bigger than me. We watched Nickelodeon.
I'll tell you that, looking back on the saddest thing that I ever used to do, which probably isn't even the saddest thing, but it's the only one I can think of.
Other than measuring milk by weight for your cereal.
Which is recommended to everybody. you will get the perfect recipe.
Okay. Consistency. There's,
look, if they put the recipe on the side of the box and that's what you're supposed to eat, then why wouldn't you follow that advice? They're the experts. They've designed the product. You know what I mean? Anyway, do you remember Micro Machines?
Oh, yeah.
That was one of the things we were going to smash when I was going up to Scotland to see a friend. Micro Machines.
So I've been a big F1 nut for... Yeah, it's the thing that I'm geeky about.
Yeah,
right?
I like F1.
So we'd buy the packs of Micro Machines and then I would allocate a driver an F1 driver of the time to the Micro Machine. So if you had like two Ferrari F40s, one in red, one in yellow, then one would be Schumacher and one would be Irvine, you know.
Oh.
You'd give them all a driver and then I'd race them around different rooms in the house and do a championship, like an old-time spreadsheet in a square-lined book.
I'm thinking the Micro Machine's the game. Was there little...
No, actual little tiny cars.
Yeah, well, obviously the game was based on the toy cars. Yeah.
I never knew that.
You'd have different packs of Micro Machines that you'd... it was a collectible thing. It's another one of them things that I really should have kept because one day it'll be... I should have kept my Pokemon cards.
Because still got mine.
Still got mine, mate.
Well, I feel like an idiot because like Charizard's selling for thousands of pounds now. Do you know what I mean? That's annoying.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to race them around various rooms making an F1 championship. And that was hours of entertainment for me because I didn't have Nickelodeon to watch.
Fair. But you never played the PlayStation game?
I had it on Game Boy Color.
I didn't even know that was a thing. The world of Micro Machines.
Yeah, Micro Machines has been around forever.
I remember having it and it was the one where you probably remember where you race against your younger brother and then obviously if you pull them off the screen, they pop.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, when you've got a little brother who's shit at it, it's not that fun. Because every 5 seconds it's reset. But oh no, I never knew they did that. So no Nickelodeon, Micro Machines.
100%.
Well, before we go, has anyone seen the new Top Gear? Is it any good?
Right.
I'm yet to watch it.
Okay, so I'm glad you brought that up actually, because I didn't think I would have anyone to talk to about this. So I left Top Gear after Clarkson.
It's like it's a divorce.
It was a big thing at the time.
Yeah.
So I left Top Gear.
Same.
Yeah, when Matt LeBlanc and that, I didn't watch them.
Didn't do Chris Evans, didn't do any of them. But I have gone back to the start of Paddy McGuinness's run. And do you know what? It's really good.
It's not
The new series is great. It's a bit social distance and a bit like they've obviously had to... They started recording, I think, in like February. So there's some parts where Paddy's got brown hair to start with and then he's got blonde hair at the end of it because they've chopped it all together.
Yeah.
But I think they're a great three together. I think we're actually back to
a bit of banter, a bit of Top Gear. They've got a bit of... They actually gel, don't they? They haven't had that since...
Because I'm not really interested in cars. Like, to be fair.
That's why I like the actual car. What's his name again?
Harris.
Mm. He's actually a good driver. He's knowledgeable. Yeah. He loves cars. So he's still got that car geeky side of it, but then pair are just fucking banter, aren't they? They are brilliant. I watched the first season they've done. I just haven't seen the new one again.
Do it, mate.
Good.
Yeah, good.
Better than the Grand Tour.
Well, see, I haven't seen the Grand Tour because, again, I haven't got Amazon.
Does he live in a fucking cave?
I've got...
Shocking.
sitting here with you two, yes, I do. I told you I'm a very simple man.
Fair enough. One other thing, real quick. Have any of you two ever seen Long Way Round and Long Way Down?
Yes. I need to watch the new one, but I haven't got Apple TV.
See, I don't have Apple TV, and I'm not fucking paying for it, so I really want to watch it. So
yeah, so as me, that's someone into motorbikes.
Oh, up to your street, isn't it?
That is a great show, isn't it?
Yeah.
I haven't seen the new one, but yeah.
But you've seen the other two?
Yeah, McGregor and
Charlie Borman. Brilliant.
Yeah, great show.
He did the Dakar, didn't he? He did as well.
Dakar Rally.
That's the one.
I think so, yeah.
Did you see the other week, it was in the news, the go-karter
God. And then his fucking dad comes in and rugby tackles the kids.
I've never seen this. Did you see this?
You haven't seen this?
Fill me in.
Do you want to tell it? You go.
So it's a go-kart, right? I don't know where it was. I can't remember. Do you know where it was?
I can't remember, but they're like semi-pro. Apparently, you can have a good career in karting. You don't
good
have
level.
To get to it. Yeah.
And this guy's obviously had a bit of a coming together with one of the other drivers.
Apparently, he dived down the inside on quali, I think, and knocked him off.
Oh, okay.
That's where he got his...
It was heated anyway.
Yeah. Pushed him into a wall.
Right, okay.
So he's gone off. He's at the side of the track. He's got a bumper in his hand off the cart. And he's waiting for his rival to come round.
Is this the driver?
Yeah.
His driver's got out the go-kart. Picked up the missing bumper.
Yeah.
And he's waiting for his rival. And his rival comes through the chicane. And this guy launches this bumper.
On the track.
Literally just lobs it at him.
and misses him.
And, yeah, completely misses him and then walks off as if he's some kind of, you know, legend that's just done an amazing thing.
Yeah, hits another car as well. Right. It's a poor innocent go-kart.
Yeah, yeah, completely innocent. Yeah. And then is the official line that he's now retired himself?
He stepped away from the sport. Yeah. But yeah, it kind of jumps then to later on, doesn't it? When they're all lined up after the race, the cars are all lined up. And this poor kid, you know, it's just a racing incident. I don't think he meant to push it. Well, I didn't watch it, but, you know. And he's sitting there leaning over his go-kart, just, you know, getting it all ready, putting it away. And you just see him from off the screen come fucking rhino charging straight across the paddock and just rugby fucking tackles him straight against the wall and then starts dragging him around. And then the guy's dad, not the guy who's just been rugby tackled, the guy who's just rugby tackled him's dad comes in and then also gives him one and rugby tackles him and then his dad comes in.
Oh, there's a big fight,
and it's going off big, yeah.
I'll have to watch that.
All over just some nonsense racing incident, wasn't it?
Oh, it's ridiculous. Imagine it at the top level.
Oh, imagine that happening in Formula One. Vettel comes out and starts throwing his front wing at Hamilton as he drives past.
And then dad's turn up.
Oh, fucking hell.
That was good.
Yeah, I'll have to watch that.
So, should we leave it on some drama and end it there?
Yeah, I think that's a good place as any. So, thanks a lot for coming on, Aid.
Thank you for having me.
It's been lovely.
It's been a lovely time. Remember, if you want to get in touch, Pension for Munters podcast on Facebook, at MunterPod on Instagram. I will probably message you back because I've got fuck all else to do. So get in touch, please.
Yeah. Peace and love.
Bye.